Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rolling from the DealsNetD.com studios for Tuesday. And the celebration start early today because we're number 304. We're number 304. We're number 304.
Yeah.
On the comedy charts.
With a bullet, right?
Yeah, there's a green arrow. So
nice.
It would appear we have a green arrow. We could have a bullet. I don't know. I'll find out at 5 a.m. when they update them.
Oh, my God.
You're obsessed with the charts.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what is going on because we took a dive a while back, and it dawned on me that the best of gets half the downloads of the regular show, and I thought, is it connected to that? And then I saw they offer a chart of your entire history on iTunes, and it's like, oh, look at that. July 2018, we just dived 200 points. Mm. We go from like a 220, 240 show that occasionally pops up to 90 or something. And all of a sudden, we're like a 400 show.
Oh.
I mean, overnight.
So it's siphoning off.
And then the graph stays down there. It lowers our average. I'm just guessing because the reason... Is this really of interest to people?
I don't know.
I was driving back from Chicago when we didn't have a show for 3 days. And I'm like, hey, how come we're number 233? We haven't had a show in 3 days.
So the key is to not do a show.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And when you're a once-a-week show, it appears that people just keep piling into your show, and it looks like you're one show average. If we did one show a week, we would have more downloads on the one show.
And if it was shorter. So let's do one show a week for like 20 minutes.
That I'm not sure if the full listen, I don't know where they're at on that, because I know our download numbers have gone way up, and I think it might be the way they're recording them. They might be giving us more credit for half a listen. I don't know. I'm confused.
Nobody understands it.
I don't think they communicate very well. Show merch available at DrewAndMikeStore.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow our new and improved Instagram at Drew and Mike Show. Jen's here taking pictures.
Yeah.
Is she hiding right now?
Do you have enough pictures yet, Jen?
Hiding off the camera.
Not sure she does. How about, I just don't want... Can we stop taking pictures in about 20 minutes? Just so I know that no one's taking my picture. It's a good feeling.
Selfie.
Jen brought the best thing I have ever tasted in my life, which is a tiny little bundt cake with cream cheese frosting.
Wow.
So good.
It's healthy for you, too.
And I'm going to be partaking in that eventually.
Yeah, you better hurry.
All she's going to do is take pictures of her titties and put it on Twitter.
No. No, she's not going to do that.
Trudy, any thoughts on the Drew and Mike Store shirt, the baseball shirt with the black sleeves, white with the Drew and Mike?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's not selling for some reason.
I love the baseball shirt style, though.
I do, too.
That's great.
Wear that outfit again.
No, I think it's a good look.
I'm starting to feel like George Costanza with merch. If I don't like it, it's probably good. And if I do like it, it probably isn't a good idea.
I think it's better than a conventional T-shirt because it looks sportier.
I thought people liked those shirts.
I love it. My favorite one for wheels is my baseball style shirt.
Well,
the one that says staff on the back.
Yes, it's
staff.
Wow.
No. Only Steph has that shirt.
Yeah.
I told Bill we had to get those press-on letters and put Mike on the one side of it so we'd all be Mike Staff.
Mike Staff.
Trademark.
Mike Staff.
TM.
Facebook Live brought to you by Grogreen MI, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower, with insane deals like gallons of Mammoth Pea for $5.25, Advanced Nutrients Big Bud gallons for $75, and bags of Ocean Forest for only $10. Bring them your quote from any other store, and they'll beat it at Grow Green MI. Shop where the commercial growers go. Shop the largest hydro store in the country. Grow Green. M36 and Whitmore Lake are online at growgreenmi.com. And I see they have some
new green deal or whatever the hell they call it.
Darren McCarty is becoming a marijuana entrepreneur.
I see that.
Yeah, front page story today. How about that? And I saw he was broadcasting. It looked like Mike Walter's studio, but they said Darren was broadcasting from his studio. So did Darren buy Mike Walter's house?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it possible?
I have no idea.
I thought that was kind of strange because there were a couple references to him being at a studio and his studio.
But
and,
you know what? Later in the article, fake news. Later in the article, it mentioned that where Darren lived, what city he lived in. Because my immediate thought was, that's weird to mention what city he lives in.
A little bit.
I thought that was odd.
I don't think people are stalking DMACC.
No, I know, but isn't that kind of weird?
At your own risk.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
did they say it is Franklin Studio?
Yes, it did say. Oh,
okay,
that.
I feel a huge Walter's eye roll.
He's going to demand a retraction.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, you should demand a retraction on that. Total BS. What the hell's going on here?
You are fake news.
That's a good article.
Facebook Live says we should call Millward.
Millward?
Yeah.
Why? Was there a spill?
Was there a coffee spill?
Some audio issues.
What?
Apparently.
Oh, there. What?
I don't know.
Oh, no. You mean right now?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
What drops are loud and clear. Nice audio quality. See, I don't know when people are screwing with me.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to know. But they're in real time now, so. Mm.
Usually I hear overmodulation before anyone does. And I hear it when it isn't overmodulating.
I hear it at all now, so.
I don't hear anything wrong.
What you guys are talking about?
Can you hear me?
They also want to know where Brandon is, too. So,
thanks for listening to the podcast.
Facebook Live is curious about where Brandon is.
Brandon is at Kristen's grandfather's funeral in Ishpeming.
Yep.
And he should be back tomorrow. Mark filled in on No Filter Sports today.
Good
show. By the way, Daryl Evans, special guest.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the only guy to hit 30 home runs for four different teams, is it? Or three?
First to hit 40 in each league.
He's a lot of things. Great home run hitter.
Very underrated.
Really nice guy. Yeah, very underrated, too. He walked a ton, too. Nowadays, he would be deemed much more valuable than he was back in the day, which is really strange. I love looking at OPSs on old players because it didn't exist.
Nobody cared back then?
No. And Ron Santo looks very good in OPS. All of his walks. Thank you very much. And also, big news from, can I announce the news from the Soul of Detroit?
I guess.
Well, I don't know.
I was told it was confirmed, so yeah. Okay. No, mention it.
It appears that Anthony Fenech will be appearing on the Soul of Detroit to discuss the JV thing, which, I'm getting a lot of emails.
As of now, he is booked for Wednesday when we record.
Why is that so controversial? Why does it stop being controversial at some point? I can't listen to it. I don't get why. I don't understand why that's so controversial.
I kind of agree with you.
It's a little. Oh, go ahead, Drew. Go ahead.
I
mansplain it to me.
I get angry. God, I hate that term so much.
It's all right. You can do it now because I don't get it. So,
well, a lot of times people, I think, when they don't like what a man says, they say they're mansplaining.
Yes, right.
I hate so many things right now. God, I should just.
Good job, Trudy.
I'm starting a list.
I'm sorry, I triggered you.
No, it's okay.
But when somebody mansplains something to me, I already know that's a, total shooty eye roll.
Sometimes when we get into a sports story, I feel like we tune you out, and you should be tuned in on this. It's a journalism story. It's really not a sports story.
Yeah,
you should be interested in this.
That's right.
It doesn't mean you will be, and I don't blame you if you aren't. But the thing I wanted to say, because somebody said, stop kissing JV's ass, big baby. And honestly, I don't think JV's a hero in the story. I don't think anybody in the story, there's nobody in the story really acting the way I like them to.
This situation is such an example of what's going on today, where it's you have to be 100% on one side or 100% on the other side. There's no nuance allowed.
Yeah, that is troublesome.
Because look,
I think they're both
wrong. I do kind of feel like the free press is a little more. They could have done more.
Well, it's their job. Yeah. They lose. They can be as right as they want to say they are. But first of all, I'll say it like my college coach used to say. The free press wouldn't make a pimple on JV's ass.
Or, from the free press. What's up my butt?
Actually, he'd say, the free press wouldn't make a pimple on a journalist's ass or a newspaper's ass.
Gross.
He loved saying that about people.
Oh, my dad loved that, too.
Oh, did your dad say that?
Oh, my dad said that.
I never heard that until Coach Humphreys
They also used to say, his ass sucks canal water mint. Basically, somebody's BSing you. That one took a while for me to get what that meant.
Yeah.
But canal water?
We'll have to refer back to your dad today with things going on in the astronaut world.
Yes.
And also having some female perspective on the female astronaut.
Yeah.
But back to JV. Whether the free press, whether he talks to the free press or not, is such a tiny, tiny thing in his world. I mean, Mark, am I wrong?
It's very small.
He plays for Houston now.
Yeah.
The Free Press, in my opinion, should do nothing but try to keep good relations with him because Detroit people still care about JV. Mm-hmm. And to not make a little more effort to resolve, and I don't know exactly, I'm curious to hear what he says, because it seems that his disputes go back a while, and while they admitted to something that went wrong in the negotiation for a particular story they were writing, I felt they certainly missed a much larger point that if Al Kaline and JV are having a conversation and it's not deemed to be on the record, even though it was meaningless, mm-hmm. I thought that was lousy that he tweeted it out.
Yeah. Because what if he's talking about doing something with Kate?
Right.
You know, that he doesn't want out there. And was talking about doing something with Kate.
Just, and it freaked out.
Well, we've seen the pictures, Trudy.
Oh.
Verlander complained vehemently about it. It seems like a really small thing, but I actually felt that...
I'm kind of sorry he's so sour grapes about this.
Weren't they trying to... Are they looking at through a telescope at Uranus?
Yes.
Something like that?
Kind of.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of it.
They should have apologized for that. Are they disputing that? I don't know. I would have just apologized for it. And this idea... also, the other complaint someone sent me was, nobody responds to voicemails anymore. Why are you kissing Verlander's ass about... Wait a second.
Okay, then why have them? Why have voicemail then?
But they brought up the problem before, and there's been no resolution. And they called the day of, in the middle of the day, the press. Him talking to the media wasn't until 11 o'clock at night. They had 11 hours to listen to a voicemail. They're a newspaper. Mm-hmm. I realize newspapers are doing so well that they could just blow off voicemails and people trying to communicate with them who represent Justin Verlander, who, by the way, I would think would be pretty important.
Well, isn't part of this the fact that the social media has become the interloper in the midst of all of this? Isn't that
no question?
Yeah. So maybe.
And why? You know. Okay. So he kept the Free Press out, and oh my God, what we missed! The Free Press wasn't in there getting the same audio as everyone else.
But in essence, they win, though, because this story's far more interesting and more people care about it than the story on the actual game in a weird kind of way.
Okay.
I would agree on one level because they kept the Free Press out. Yeah, they went and cried to the – and I realize they're going to do that. But they could have avoided all that.
They should, though.
They
could avoid all that. They also could have told us why they were kept out. They acted like – oh, my God, Justin Verlander, the most arbitrary human alive, just put security guards up for no reason. So we didn't get the story. And for 2 days, I'm going, oh, is JV a dick? I'm just going, what's the story? And other people are reacting, oh, my God, this baby millionaire. And then they finally tell us what happened. And I'm going, you really couldn't have told us this 2 days ago?
Yeah.
They knew all this.
I know. It sounds like they knew back in May that he had a problem with them.
I thought they failed on two levels. One, first of all, and they also never said that not listening to their voicemails was a dereliction of duty. They're still a newspaper.
Yeah.
They really don't listen. Did they not listen to voicemails? Or should they have? I mean, they never said a word about it. Like, oh my gosh, we should have, you know, had that within a couple hours, maybe?
Some people don't reply to texts either.
They're a newspaper.
It's not a newspaper.
You will all get Pulitzer Prizes, okay? You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes.
They're a newspaper in a business that is in such huge decline.
I know.
They've got an intern doing their Michigan football predictions for 2019.
Well, he said he's an intern. He might be full-time.
That's how far the mighty Wolverines have fallen. Oh, my God.
I know.
That's sad.
No, he's the Michigan Daily editor, too. He might be full-time
on
the Free Press.
Wait, that's a student news. Oh, it's the Michigan.
It's the student newspaper.
That's different.
They probably replied to me. What?
And then they don't tell us. They could have given us an inkling of what it was about. I just felt the Free Press failed on two levels that they didn't even acknowledge for a couple days till Chris Thomas wrote the column. Yes. And I didn't think that was terribly.
By the way, is not the ombudsman, which 55% of people don't know what an ombudsman is.
What is an ombudsman then?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
No, I did.
He's the sports editor.
Trudy, we would need another bulletin board at this point to keep up with it.
They're supposed to be the impartial reviewer of a media organization.
Like an arbitrator?
Well, just one that they're the watchdog of the watchdog. So they're watching the media, their paper that they're the ombudsman of.
It seems to me they could save a few bucks and get rid of the ombudsman.
Nobody has them anymore.
Oh, they don't have an ombudsman?
No, that was the Free Press sports editor. I guess they don't exist really anymore.
They should have gotten rid of the ombudsman anyway.
Except for like
pretty unimportant gig.
Believe it or not, ESPN
has one.
Who
has ombudsman anymore?
ESPN has one. The New York Times.
No one even knows what it is.
The Post.
Rename it if nothing else.
It is a stupid name.
Okay.
Also a sexist. It should be ombud person.
Oh, for sure.
I want to review the Mateen Cleave story, too. A lot of people talking about that, and I got a little more into the story today. And do you want to cue up the video?
Yeah.
Trudy can look at it during while I'm reading these two commercials, maybe. Dog days of summer are here, and that means one thing only. Not that it's hot, not that fall is coming. It means it's Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event.
Like the Amazon.
Amen. The only 2020 models are on their way out, and our friends at Zot need to make some room. So the 19s, here they go. If this is what you've been waiting for, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month. How about a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month?
Ooh, provocative.
Or Ram trucks. How about them Ram trucks? Go lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-not-to-be-massive inventory at dealsinthed.com, our studio sponsor. And Dr. Yellow offering $1,500 off. Oh, this is a freebie. They're not even on the schedule.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
They're offering $1,500 off for LASIK surgery. And I assume that would also stand for the multifocal lens implants for people 45 and over to go along with 20/20 or better far vision. Also eliminates reading glasses. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yelloweyecenter.com. $1,500 off, huh? How about that?
Woo.
How about that?
That's pretty sweet.
Did you look at the video?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty damning.
It's,
you know, you got a piece of evidence bottomless female during trial being can't show you now. Pulled back in.
The video
then running out
running away twice
in the early hours of September 15th, 2015. The woman who alleged Mateen Cleaves raped her is seen walking away from the Knights Inn Motel, partially nude. That's Cleaves following her, wearing nothing but socks.
I wonder what he was motioning to the person in the van, by the way.
Her, spin her around and pull
Look,
her back to the
room.
She
does not want to go back to that room.
No.
She bends her knees to resist and continues to try pulling away before it appears ultimately giving up. The video has no audio, but in court, a witness to the struggle testified about what she saw and heard.
She looked at me and she said, "Help me, help me, help me." And I had the phone in my hand and I told her, "I'm on the phone right now calling the police." I looked Mateen in the eyes. He didn't say one word.
13 minutes later,
all right,
she appears.
So today I watched, I looked at a couple things. One was the police officer who answered the call on the stand, and he's been found not guilty. And as I mentioned yesterday, I love Mateen Cleaves. I've always thought he was a good guy. He's a good leader.
Did you know Tom Izzo's son?
His middle name is Mateen. Named after Mateen Cleaves. How about that?
Did you know that, Trudy?
I didn't. I don't think that's true.
Tom Izzo's in the courtroom, too. Yeah.
No, that is very true. That's the fact everybody loves to point
what?
Out.
What?
When connecting Mateen Cleaves and Tom Izzo.
Really?
Yeah, no, they're super tight, and I understandably so.
So the officer is on the stand, and he is being grilled by the prosecutor about the fact that Trudy just took a look at that those treats. She's lifted the box.
I'm paying attention.
I don't know. I think you were a little bored.
No.
She saw an opportunity.
I'm laser
focused. You didn't look at the apple. You did not look at the apple.
No, I did not. I am laser focused.
Oh, man.
Hey, girl, you hungry?
So.
Who wants to eat? Who the fuck wants to eat?
From the cop's testimony, it's clear that he was told after the fact that, you know, you didn't do a very good job on this case. Because here's this girl who's now wearing pants and a bra. He didn't offer a blanket. He didn't offer any comfort. He gave Mateen a ride home.
Oh.
The prosecution was very pointed in suggesting that you seem a little starstruck on this thing. I don't know if you really got all the information here that you should have gotten, and you really weren't very comforting to a woman who claimed she was raped, and he agreed. And he was told, you know, how he failed and such. Anyway, they go on to say that the female in this case who said she was raped, and there certainly is... I don't know how a judge dismissed this in 2015. I don't know if you saw that video and you're judging. Nope, nothing going on here. Yeah. I'm dismissing this.
It's at least enough for
and
a trial.
4 years later, the court says, no, this should not be dismissed. That was an outrageous decision. This is going to court. 4 years go by. Mm. You know, memories fade. Sometimes cold cases, I feel like they do very well. They do a great job because the you know, you can see the forest for the trees or...
Yeah.
But 4 years is, you know, as opposed to doing it right then, I feel like you tend to have more success, generally speaking. So, you know, I felt like she kind of got screwed on that point. The cop didn't do a very good job. However, she has to take the stand. You know, they don't have a, if she does not want to take the stand, there's not really much to, yep. They'll drop it, which mm-hmm. they do all the time. A lot of times, you know, it's with these high paid athletes. It's a girlfriend, and you know, well, we're back together, and I don't want to do this to him.
That's why so many of them
I'm going to testify.
That's why they never get, you know, to trial.
Right. But you so they drop it.
Witness mm-hmm. to an assault. And not only that, you have evidentiary
You have the witness
video. You got a witness. She's saying, help me, help me.
But you don't
so
have a witness
the girl,
to the
it turns out.
She was outside. I guess that's the argument.
Assault would be dragging that woman.
That's why I was like, isn't there a kidnapping charge there? You're dragging her back to the
well,
room.
Well, dragging a woman is assault.
She is
resisting. She is resisting.
She is resisting his efforts to drag her back.
That's not what now, he was charged with.
I understand that, and this is a tricky area. He's Mateen Cleaves. He can't really have a nude woman running out of his room.
I let him go then.
Because... No, I'm trying to put myself in his head going, oh, man, I fucked up. I'm married. I'm hitting on this guy's girl at this event. It's a charity event. You know, I'm supposed to be the good guy who's helping him raise money. And instead, I'm trying to bang one of these chicks at this thing. And she's running out of here nude. And I'm Mateen Cleaves. And I got to get her the fuck back in here.
Okay, that's fine. Then when you get her back in, go, why don't you put your clothes on and find your way home?
Well,
because it wasn't once. It was twice.
I Mark, believe me, I'm really bothered by that video,
weird.
And I'm really this whole thing is disturbing, and I'm not in the jury, so
what
I'm not going to suggest.
6'11"?
I know everything, but what really bothered me was reading about. I guess she wasn't a very good witness, and I guess she was drunk, mm-hmm. she was mixed up on a lot of details, which of course they tripped her up on. You know, defense is going to go after her.
Yeah, so people just don't believe them.
Yeah, because they're trying to win for Mateen Cleaves, and Mateen Cleaves is a very important person. And Tommy's in the courtroom. His son's
middle name
is Mateen. And so I'm just thinking about this. Okay, so she has to face this pounding from the defense. She's not a public figure. She's just a girl who feels she was assaulted, and she's not a good witness. And all of a sudden, yeah, that matters. But he just sits there. He doesn't have to testify. Nobody gets to trip Mateen Cleaves up.
Yeah, but he's not the one making the accusation.
Oh, no, I know that. But, I mean, we have his word versus her word, although she does have a pretty strong witness saying she's yelling, help me, help me, help me. That's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
he's got a
he doesn't even have to, he doesn't have to say a thing. And I'm not saying that, you know, they should have made him testify. I understand. He doesn't have to testify. He's charged. But, you know, isn't that a little one-sided when you have someone who's a lousy witness? She's not just a lousy witness because it's a bad charge. She was drunk at the time, and she also apparently isn't a great. But some people are shitty on the stand.
But also, it's possible that it was consensual.
What
the jury felt.
That's what the jury decided. I'm just, you know, I think it's an interesting discussion, though. You know, here's the guy who supposedly did this horrible thing to this girl, and in fact, we've got video of her trying to run away from this guy twice. Girl
it
says
was
she
never
yelled
proven
help
in a court of law, but I saw it with my own eyes.
Girl says she's yelling, help me, help me, help me. And as it turns out, her being a lousy witness and getting tripped up by a probably a very high paid defense team, which is their job, I know. And
you know, I remember.
Meanwhile, you can just sit there going,
yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad I had to get up there. I'm glad. I bet if that defense team of his put him through the ringer, I bet he'd screw up a few things on the stand, too.
I remember when that decision came down 4 years ago, I just thought, well, you know what? I mean, it'd be a losing proposition if you were sexually assaulted to bring that to the forefront.
Well, you could,
people
you know,
don't.
Unless
you
it was,
couldn't
unless
have
it was somebody socially objectionable to most of society. In that case, then those people would go down. Yeah,
why would you ever want to bring a charge against a celebrity if you're a woman that was assaulted?
But
honestly,
for the rest
you,
of her life.
You could not have much better evidence than this girl has. There's a videotape of her trying to escape,
and
twice.
She can't win.
No,
and
he pulls her back. She's bending her knees. She's clearly resisting him. And you got a girl that says she was yelling, "Help me, help me, help me." And she called the police.
And she still can't win. So,
and I wish, you know, maybe a juror will contact us. I'd love to know more, but was she just a shitty witness? I mean, was she, is there something? I just want to know what else went on here. I understand she was a crappy witness.
Did they impugn her character, though? I mean, was it because, she was drunk, so she deserved it?
Yeah, her drinking was a big part of it, absolutely. Because
her being
there were,
drunk or her continual drinking or what?
No,
I thought
no,
they
no.
couldn't
I think
use
it was,
those kinds
well,
of things.
It was probably she was drunk and she regretted it afterwards, but regret doesn't mean that you didn't give consent.
Right, but
I'm sure that's
then,
the argument.
But then the video.
She ran away twice. I don't care how drunk she is. She tried to get away twice.
Maybe she gave consent inside the courtroom or inside the hotel room.
I don't know. Yes. I mean,
well,
rest
I think
of
it's
her
she said
life.
She didn't think they were going to a hotel. I don't know. In the end, as Matt said, we were around this morning, goes, I think this thing's going to end up about right because he's screwed. Who's going to hire him now?
That's
and
true.
Granted, you know, if he did indeed rape her, he would have gone to jail. For a very short time, probably.
Yeah, but he's vindicated in part because of all of this. And
I know.
She lives the rest of her life knowing that this is what, you know.
And you see him hugging all these people and smiling and, you know, thank God. And, anyway, but he did suffer, you know, if indeed he was just trying to pick up a girl because he's Mateen Cleaves, he's a married guy, he's got kids, they certainly suffered. It's just a horrible. I hated the whole thing. The more I read about it, the more I hate it. But I would, if somebody was a juror, knows more about the case, I'd love to hear some more about it. I hope it isn't just because his defense team was able to trip her up on a few things. If that's, I know that matters to a jury too. I get it.
Great lawyer.
Oh boy,
he gets the last word.
All right. I wanted to mention, I wonder if this, I know this happens to other people, and we've talked, there she goes again.
Oh,
she
man.
She thought enough time. All right, Trudy, immunity.
Stop food shaming her. Trudy's food insecure for a different reason.
Those are so
You know the
so
phrase
good.
Food insecure?
Yes.
One of the best qualities that Trudy has is that if you ever want to order food, you know she's in.
Yes.
That's the first person you can rally to your side here.
They are good.
It was such a bummer last week when we didn't get our hamburgers.
I know.
That was
so ready for hamburgers.
So depressing.
Injustice.
Uber Eats couldn't get it done.
It could take my credit card for some reason.
Yeah, but then they sent five drivers, and I guess they just, fuck it, I'm not delivering this food.
How far away were they?
Not that far. It's Southfield, right? Isn't it Greenfield and like 10?
It usually takes like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Five guys?
Mm-hmm.
Five guys couldn't get it done?
Well, they could. It's yeah. Uber Eats couldn't.
Five Uber Eats people couldn't get it done for five guys?
They saw the order and they're saying, I'm not going to Ferndale. Gross.
Well, anyway, I've complained about this vociferously and I won't go there, but this whole business of, you know, I go to the drugstore, I go to the pet store, I go to wherever, and, you know, you're just about to pay them for their products. You've chosen to use their company, and they have to go, could you give money to dying pets? and you're like, no! And honestly, I sometimes leave feeling, what an asshole I am. Why can't I give $2?
Oh, no.
But I took you my business. Why do you have to put me on the line every time I leave and face this decision? You know, whether to give you more money or not. And I wimp out a lot of times and give them a dollar or something, and it's really no big deal. It's not going to change my life. But
it's almost like brick and mortar doesn't want you in there. You know?
Couldn't they put it in the price? If it means that much to them, why don't they avoid all the unpleasantness? Because I've seen people talk to clerks about it, you know, and pitch
it
to clerks about it.
Yeah, it's awkward for the
clerks, too. Yeah, it is. So why don't they put it in the price, since it means so much to CVS or, you know, whoever it is. Why don't they put in the price and give the money instead of forcing all this decision-making every time? Oh, I know. Most people just go, no.
No.
Well, I told you about the
because I want to make you out to be an asshole.
I told you about the coffee shop that donates on your behalf.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, which one do you want to donate to? I'm like, I don't want to donate to. They go, no, 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 we're donating. And then I just went, well, you pick. I don't care.
It's your donation.
I know. It's almost, yeah, it's almost too much to consider.
Well, I kind of felt like they were charity shaming me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't donate. And they're like, look how great we are. We're going to donate on your behalf. Like, no.
Are you triggered?
I don't want to complain about what they're doing, but aren't they blowing themselves a little bit?
That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was triggered.
Get over yourself.
I was shamed.
Out.
Put it in the price and give the share that you think each one should get. Don't make everyone decide. What the hell is that?
$37.83. All right. Okay. And would you like to add a dollar donation to help hungry kids around the world?
No, that's okay.
Sorry.
I'm good.
I'm sorry. Randy's buying vodka too. Don't want to give the dollar to hungry kids?
Not today, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Window's going to come up and ask if you're helping the hungry kids. Just hit no, I'm not. Come on.
Come on. Try hitting it again. It's the box below the one that says, sure, I'd love to help however I can. darn thing. Sorry. Most people give the dollar. I can do this manually.
Look, I give money to charity a lot, okay?
Oh, sure you do.
I do. I just don't want to every time I shop for food.
That's completely understandable.
Have customers speak. I'm not. Oh, okay.
If you can just speak into the voice decoder and say, I'm not giving anything to the hungry kids.
I'm not giving anything to the hungry kids.
The echo.
Everybody in the store stopped.
Okay, that's got it. So with ice cream, vodka, pizza pockets, and nothing for hungry kids, that's $37.83. Oh, don't forget your change.
Look, if I gave money every time I went grocery shopping, I would be...
Thanks for shopping, sir. Next, please.
It is true. The more you go, the more you face the question. It's like, shouldn't they have a record that you gave last time and not to ask you the next 10 times you're there?
Absolutely. Yes. And South Park actually crystallized that perfectly.
Brilliant.
You know?
So brilliant. Great. God, they're so good. And then the other thing is they ask for my email a lot of times at some places. Yeah, they want your email. Yeah, Joe, right?
Why are they going to email you?
So they can so they can pester you.
How many decisions do I have to make? I just wanted to buy some shit from your store and help you keep people employed and make some money. Why all this other stuff? So anyway, I'm at a drugstore, and I run up, I don't know, it was a significant purchase. It was one of those things where I went to buy one thing. I was like, oh, I need that. Wait, and so I get there, I can barely carry it all because I didn't get a carrier in the front of the store. And so I just plunk it all down.
Oh, were you really stubborn about it? I get really stubborn. I'm like, I'm not going back for a basket. I'm going to balance this one way or the other.
Once I'm that far along, I mean,
exactly,
geez. Yeah. I mean, I need to get moving. I got places to go. So the guy announces to me that they're going to save $10 if you... And I'm like, that's okay. He goes, well, you save $10 off the... And I go, you mean from this right now? And he's like, yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, well, now I feel like a jerk because I don't want to save $10. So I'm like, okay, is this going to take a long time? No, it's real easy. So then he, you know, what's your name? Your phone number, you know, and I said, by the way, somewhere along the line, I said, I just don't want to get a bunch of emails, you know, because honestly, isn't that a pain in the ass when you get in the email?
And yeah.
And he goes, oh, don't worry about that. So anyway, four questions later, he's asking me my email, and I'm giving it to him because I just want to be done with this.
Was there a line? Were there people behind you?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Two people behind me.
Yeah.
So then,
did you just say,
we have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
You don't need $10.
So then I said, I'm faced with this, you know, just push that for that. And then, so I pushed the button, and then he had misspelled my name.
Oh, my God.
So I had to go back and correct that spelling, which was also confusing. This is really taking a long time. And then he's like, okay, and now push the green button. He goes, and read that. And so I'm reading that, and it says,
oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's some kind of a service they offer, and they're giving me $10 to accept the service, which costs $5 a month. I know what's going to happen. In 9 years, I'll go, what's this $5 thing on my credit card?
Yeah.
9 years later, which is 52 weeks times $5, that's $250 times nine, that'd be $2,250 just to save $10 on this. And I'm
it's a big scam.
Like, wait, this is going to charge me five. They're going to cost me $5 a month. And he goes, oh, you can cancel it. And I go, what do I have to do to cancel it? Well, you just got to call this number. And I'm like,
Lord.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh,
what?
My
God. Now I'm really intrigued. What is this service? What do you get?
Is something with
$5?
The pharmacy or something? I don't know. I honestly, I just was trying not to be an asshole by, it's like, hey, I want $10? No, I don't want $10. Really? You don't want $10? And I'm, okay, all right. I mean, I don't need $10, but.
No, you don't.
You're going to give right back to
What's
him in 2 months.
This Mickey Mouse, I'm using your store, damn it.
That's appalling.
But then all of you start doing it. All of you, every one of you, you need to, I can't just buy something.
That's the new thing, though. They want your data, and they want you to sign up for a subscription of some sort that you'll never cancel. That's what
and
it
was
is.
Something, oh, you know what else happened while this is going on? I noticed the line behind me is getting longer, and I go, oh, man, I'm really sorry that you got to go through all this with everybody. He goes, yeah, and I go, boy, isn't your job tough enough? And he goes, well, they do give me a commission.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, really? And I think he even said it was like $3 a person.
Oh.
Oh, no wonder you're driving this so hard.
And meanwhile, everyone behind you.
I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
who's this anchor in line?
That's annoying as hell.
I think we should probably suspend all things Drew and Mike show. And did we have some good audio from, there's a Donald Sterling 30 for 30 podcast, is it?
Yeah, ESPN's 30 for 30 on the tape, the Donald Sterling tape.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, a couple nice fun pieces we could just listen to.
Yeah, can you give me a second to go over to my computer on the other side of the room?
Because Trudy could, what she could do is talk about Dr. Roche for a minute.
I could, probably.
After I talk about Gabara Anthony and the gang at Zot, Fort, and Holly, who are in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. You probably heard you can save 20% off sticker during the sale. Well, our friends at Zot, Ford, and DealsNiddy.com, our studio sponsor, will do much better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, get 0% financing for 60 months and nearly $13,000 off a new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive. That's over 30% off sticker. So there's, if you're looking for that time to buy, some people do buy cars. I thought nobody bought a car anymore.
I know.
I guess they do.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people who do. And
I know. I get it.
Not everybody leased, but no.
There's something about owning stuff.
Mm, I guess.
Sure. Or you can lease it as low as $97 a month. You can talk to Luke Nowacki about that, by the way. He'll help you break it down. How about 0% financing for 72 months? Or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4. That, too, is almost 30% off sticker. Or lease it as low as $99 a month. Zot Ford, the spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, Dan, Seth, Delilah, any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sales event passes you by.
And at Dr. Roche, you can contour and tighten any part of your body with Body Tights.
Oh, we have to ask him a question, by the way. Just thought of this.
Okay.
I heard there's a new thing that people are doing. Boy, I tell you, the whole business of aging, the money in aging. Oh, my God.
I know.
Somebody was telling me that, and I got to ask Greg about this, because I know if he doesn't do it and it's doable, he'll be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's always taking these new courses. He's one of the, Greg is a little older than me, but he is always getting up on new techniques. He's always fast. He's one of those doctors that just can't stop learning. So there's a new thing where women, I guess, if you're in the sun too much,
mm-hmm.
your boobs get wrinkles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's the cleavage wrinkles?
Décolleté or
whatever. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And so there's something you can do to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it is that's done, but it's like, oh, my God. Don't women have enough things to do to make themselves better?
You're wrinkler than my dad's balls.
Well,
obviously, they wouldn't have it if there wasn't demand for it.
That's true. Yeah. Well, because you don't want to go around. If you have cleavage, you don't want to go around with it looking, revealing your age. But
no, because everyone's looking at it.
They can tighten that up.
I know. True. Good point.
It's the first thing people look at.
Well, also, it's funny, when I first started reading it, it was what's hot and what's not in plastic surgery. That's what it was. Uh-huh. And when they were describing this thing, I'm going, oh, my God, really? And then as I was reading, I'm going, oh, yeah, I know what that looks like. Mm. Yeah, that would be good to get that fixed. If you got the money and you do stuff like that, and people like to look good. So what's wrong? I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Anyway, the same article claimed that the whole I don't want to say what plastic surgery is going on, because Greg's our sponsor. That would not be a good business. But it's, it's not one of my favorite procedures. And apparently it was really hot. It was.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was apparently what I wasn't looking. I'm
not
sorry.
As hot as it was.
Oh, no kidding.
That doesn't mean people don't still want to get it done. But
sure. Yeah.
Injections in the ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not sex. Oh. Yeah. Fat injections.
That's the one thing that goes in your butt. That,
yeah. Yeah. It was super hot.
It was trendy.
Everybody
not
already got
as
it done.
Hot.
Yeah.
Everyone's
you know,
done.
Maybe, yeah.
Well,
I always
know,
wonder
but
about that.
And then all those people who got it are kind of stuck with that. You know, like yeah, booty, but
I wondered about that. Like, I saw Farrah Abraham doing it. I'm like, well, she got perfectly nice ass. What is she doing? Really?
I was showing Trudy some clips from Hitsville, the new documentary with Berry Gordy Jr.
Uh-huh.
And they had an etiquette trainer on there. They would train both the men and the women how to.
Oh, yeah.
A charm school lady.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Esther? Esther Gordy, I think it was.
Was it? I don't know. Oh, boy. I mean, it might have been.
Maybe it was Barry.
But the one statement she said that stuck in my head was, you are not supposed to stick your butt out, and Trudy said. No, all anybody does
all
now.
All anybody wants is to extra have extra butt so you can
she
stick
was
extra
mistaken.
Butt out.
Yeah, she was mistaken.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to Dr. Roche and all the great things he does.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, Body Tight kind of does the opposite of what you're saying there. It tightens up your arms and your face and your booty and your belly and all of those places, plus your neck. It's a minimally invasive procedure. And depending on the treatment, your downtime can be like 1 to 2 days, which is great because you can bounce in after a weekend and look like you're 20 years younger.
And it gets tighter and tighter and tighter for the next 6 months. So it's one of those things
that
you won't see the results immediately, but you will over time.
You're absolutely
right. And they'll take the pictures to prove it to you.
Uh-huh. And it restores collagen, too, so you don't just have tighter skin, but underneath it's softer and fluffier.
Yeah.
And you look amazing. And they have 1 week left of all of their August specials that included one syringe of Restylane, buy one, get one free, a $600 value, plus three treatments of Diva with a free G-spot.
Nice.
So, injection, by the way, not just a free. You already have a G-spot.
They add a G-spot.
They
get
help
another
you
one.
Find it. They navigate that sucker. So, give them a call for a consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com and check out some of the handy dandy educational videos that Dr. Roche.
We want to help people.
Provides, and also is part of the things that he studies too.
Before we get to Donald Sterling, I was reading about Dave Chappelle's new Netflix thing.
Oh yeah,
which just sounds hilarious. He's one of the few people, when they say, "Hey, this is really great," and they describe it, and it doesn't sound funny. Really funny. I mean, but when they're describing what Dave Chappelle is doing,
I have a new example of that. But carry on.
Dave Chappelle says he's talking about the gun problem and that shooting up schools is a white thing, which it does seem to be white kids mostly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said we need the blacks to disarm the whites. Which I laughed out loud as I read it. And then he's talking about some of his friends and the Me Too movement, versus some of the other problems. And he's talking about Louis C.K. Louis C.K. Yeah, he was murdered by masturbating in front of women he didn't ask permission for last year. I'm sorry. But there was a lot of stuff in there that I can't wait to see it.
You see, he did a special concert for Dayton. He lives outside.
Yeah, he had
Dayton.
A block party.
And all I could think of when I saw the story on the news was this. Why is he wearing a jacket? It's like 85 out. It's a really heavy jacket, too. It bothered me.
And can I say what I was thinking, or is it totally inappropriate?
About
I told you and you. Oh, this day he brought Stevie Wonder on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Come on. Are you kidding me?
It's true.
And it looked, it's an hour in on the Today Show if you want to look at
Stevie
point
Wonder,
and make your own mind up.
Who else performed? Wasn't there somebody else?
Stevie Wonder was there. Jon Stewart was there. They had Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper was.
Kanye did a church service. And Kim was there holding babies and stuff
Didn't
like that.
Didn't Kanye sing a song or two?
He did. He sang.
Oh, okay.
He has that whole church service where he sings Jesus Walks and stuff like that.
Okay.
Neat.
I know. But,
with his church.
But they're escorting Stevie across the stage. And Stevie looked, at some point, don't you develop sort of a sense of what's around you? I can't.
Yes.
I cannot, for the life of me, know what it would be like.
Well,
but,
I don't know. If
but
that's
it really
but wait a second. You can walk around your house with all the lights off in the middle of the night with your eyes closed and know where stuff is.
I do,
yeah.
You're spatially aware. And so would, if you're. And so he's going on a stage. It just looked like.
Like he knew where he was going.
He looked inordinately like he really needed Dave Chappelle to get him there. He was moving really slow and stuff.
It was like he was faking. He's faking blindness.
I know I hate that rumor, but
is this it? Is this it right here? Or
I saw him
like in an hour.
I saw a tape of him with Mick Jagger from the Stone Stevie Wonder tour. Which
getting down, right?
By the way, he was taken off the tour because I think some people in the Stones camp felt that the women were a little young. That Stevie was cavorting.
Oh, really?
I forgot.
No,
where.
He doesn't. He doesn't know age.
No,
And his response was,
"I can't see you though, bitch."
I don't think anyone was really coming down too hard on Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
but
hell no, he's got to pass forever.
To be great. Sort of asked to exit the Stones tour for misbehavior is.
It's pretty amazing.
Like it must have been. I don't know. Yeah. Just pointing it out.
That's like being kicked out of Guns N' Roses for drugs.
Yeah.
In that city that left 9 people dead.
Don't forget what this place is about. Mankind learned how to fly in this city.
What he's saying, either.
The
it's
crowd
very bad audio.
Swelling to more than 20,000 people.
City.
Chappelle joined on stage by other big names, including Chance the Rapper, music legend Stevie Wonder.
Oh, come on.
It was just a second, but.
He didn't need help there.
And comedian Jon Stewart.
Dayton, Ohio, you have reclaimed this area with love.
You know who I feel bad for?
Can't John Stewart just please come back?
I feel bad for El Paso. Where's their concert?
Yeah, true. Well, they need whoever is.
Dave Chappelle's an Ohio guy.
Yeah.
So,
well, come on, Beto. Get your band back together, Beto.
Oh, maybe that'd help, Beto.
Before we get to Donald Sterling, and I am excited about this, there's also Leah Remini's last show
Beto.
On A&E.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It's 2 hours. It's tonight. But when you're listening to this tomorrow, know that A&E repeats those shows a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, easy to find.
Yeah.
On demand, or if you just check the A&E schedule, I'm sure it's in there a bunch. And
yeah, I've seen that.
There's a lot of interesting things going on here. For one, she's going after Danny Masterson from that 70s show.
Good.
Oh, good.
And if you know that story, it is so disturbing that four women, one or maybe two who were married to him, say they were raped by Danny Masterson. Mm-hmm. And they have, in one case, this is how Scientology goes after victims. And I don't understand, you know, we talk so much about fat shaming and shaming. What about going after people who have been raped or had a crime committed against them? I mean, it's incredible. That whole thing.
Dweller H.
The whole thing with Harvey Weinstein, hiring these Israeli terrorist police or something to go after people?
Mossad.
Yeah, Mossad.
Or their CIA, or ex-Mossad.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, really? That's incredible. Those people are available to discredit rape victims?
Sure. Mercenaries are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, really? Isn't it? It's terrible.
He had so much money, too. He could afford it.
I know. And that's the point. Yeah. Scientology has so much money, they can make just about anything come true or untrue. So in this case, they have 50 Scientologists who signed affidavits denying the victim's account. This is one specific victim. Masterson also wrote threatening letters himself to the victims. And the mother of the victim, and they're in Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
The mother of the victim writes, and this is what makes it so hard because you're not supposed to accuse a fellow Scientologist.
No.
They don't even.
What kind of bullshit rule is that?
I know. Even
some Scientologists are better than others or bigger than others.
And also.
Like Tom Cruise could rape 10 people.
The celebrity, exactly.
Would never do it, but.
If you are a celebrity in Scientology, they will go to the wall for you. Yeah. They will spend all they have to spend and do whatever they have to do.
Sure.
But.
Dweller H.
Because this is a cult, and the victims are in the cult, you even have children who are molested for years by people in Scientology, and they will go to the wall for the molester. And in fact, there's even some tenets of Scientology that sort of suggest that this is okay, because we treat kids like adults in Scientology. I mean, it's really weird stuff when you dig down into it. Anyway, the mother of this victim writes a personal letter to David Miscavige. And the daughter is immediately, you know, just describing the horrors of what happened to her daughter and that she was raped and that something's got to be done. So the daughter, the victim, is then hit by, and These stupid buzzwords. And I mean, I feel so stupid even saying this. She was hit with a non-interpolation order.
Ooh, what's that?
It's the last
is that
stop.
A word, interpolation? I've never even heard
that.
I don't even know what it means. They don't either.
They need, yeah.
It's the thing before you are a suppressive person.
Oh.
So in other words, you're about to be a suppressive person, which means all the might of Scientology will be used against you. No one will. Right. All your friends will no longer associate you with you, including your mother, who's a Scientologist. He won't be allowed to talk to you
and
either.
And they'll try to sabotage you.
Here's the definition of interpolation. I looked it up. The creation of turbulence or conflict between two or more people or groups.
Yeah, stop the turbulence!
The process of interpolating, of agitating or disturbing, in the etymology is coined by L. Ron Hubbard.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy!
He made up the word.
Yeah.
So here's the even better part. Not only is she about to become a suppressive person, she doesn't knock it off. She's told that she has to take some. They're called intensives. These are auditing sessions where they break it all down and they get in the weeds and they determine if you're telling the truth and what you need to become whole again. And the three intensives apparently cost the victim $25,000. Yeah. So they make a little money off it. It's rape. It's Masterson. Let's make some dough off this.
Oh my God.
I know. It's just.
I feel bad laughing, but it's so ludicrous.
It's so stupid. And, you know, honestly.
What a cult, too. They can't just go, no, I'm not doing that. I'm leaving and I'm going to charge you.
I'm kind of amazed at this point with all of the PC. You should do this and you should. This church. Church. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do go after people. The owner or one of the – is it the president of the Olive Garden who is being attacked because he gave money to Trump's campaign?
Or allegedly.
And he's out there going, I didn't give money to Trump. Leave me alone. But, I mean, the shaming that goes on and the whole PC world, these are celebrities – who are part of this organization that is just absolutely evil, crazy, psycho cult. It's nuts. And it's also hurting children who aren't going to school properly. They're dependent on the church. If once you're in this Church of Scientology long enough, leaving, if you're not a person of means or a celebrity, is so difficult because you have nothing.
Right.
You've got nothing.
Never had a bank account.
No, all that. I mean, this is a ghastly place. And Leah Remini, you know, to her credit, she was born a Scientologist. She was a Scientologist for the first, 44 years of her life or something. And all of a sudden, she starts reading about what's going on. And some of it she knows firsthand. And she just says, I have to stop this. This is the most horrible, destructive force on the earth today. Well, not the most, but it's one of them. And look at the great work she's doing now. In fact, I think it's in this 2-hour finale on A&E. I believe she's going to go after Elizabeth Moss, too.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a staunch Scientologist, apparently. And she is a... She's
I'm not barking at anything. I'm sorry.
Elizabeth Moss is supposed to be a feminist. She's a real, like, balls to the wall feminist. And she's part of Scientology, which, by the way, makes women get abortions.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah, I think Leah has.
You know what?
I think she's
done that. I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it.
I believe she's made an episode or two on that topic.
Yeah. I remember
that. And so I'm reading about this stupid Elizabeth Moss stuff. And. This is the part I got kind of stuck on. Serious Issue Shell thought.
Yeah.
They're asking about the music that she likes, and she says, "Oh, well, I grew up with jazz and classical, and then Nirvana came on. I didn't know what it was." She's such a snob. She couldn't absorb Nirvana. That was too beneath her, I guess.
Oh, what an asshole.
And anyway, in the same story, they had an adjoining story that says there are accusations, and I don't know if they'll ever be made public or if they will be made public, that David Miscavige has raped two people.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Also. No, I wouldn't be shocked at all. He's assaulted multiple people. We know
slapping
that.
Slapping them.
So anyway, I thought that that Leah Remini finale on Scientology sounded fascinating.
I wish she could still do the show. Although you said she's going to do it in some other form or fashion.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she's going. I think it's very difficult. The church is attacking A&E constantly. And you know how they go after individual people. They might even go so far as to attack cameramen on the set or, you know, or executives at A&E, or their family members. I mean, this is what they do. This is how they get it done.
Wow.
So, you know, these John Travolta's that, you know, I don't go on the internet really because all bunk. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, honestly, when I see a celebrity as a Scientologist, I'm embarrassed for them.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Look what it did to him.
So there you go. Netflix, Dave Chappelle coming up, and Leah Remini, A&E. That should have aired by the time you hear this, and it'll be more than available for you to watch it as well. And then there's the Donald Sterling.
Yeah, I kind of wish
it was 30 for what is it called exactly?
It's 30 for 30 podcast that ESPN does. I wish it
was. But all you need is the audio with him.
No, I know, but I kind of wish it was the full video 30 for 30 because I'd love to see V. Stiviano again.
Oh, I know.
Stupid mask, which, by the way, that is her real full name now. She changed it. Like, her first name is officially V. I didn't know that. I always thought it was short for something, like Vag. I mean, we thought it was Vag Stiviano for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought her name was, because you guys used to call her that all the time.
But episode one is really about, like, how the tape came out. And episode one's the best one on there, so if people are interested, at least listen to that. There's
the Big Magic Johnson tape.
Yeah, where, you know, he's like...
Well, that was actually with Cooper, Anderson Cooper, but... Where he talked about
magic. But he talks about magic. He's like, you put it on your Instagram, and you're rolling around with black people, and he's just really bizarre. But I didn't know that Shelley Sterling, Donald's wife, who was half owner of the Clippers, was returning some stuff to Neiman Marcus one day, and who does she run into but...
Vag.
Donald and Vag shopping with an entourage, and Donald's buying all this stuff.
Yeah, boy.
So that just infuriated her.
Wow,
and that's where, see, the timeline in my head was always messed up. Shelley found out, like, oh, he's bought her two Bentleys, bought a Ferrari, another sports car, a $1.5 million condo.
Bought her second condo, didn't he?
Yeah, he bought us so much stuff, so she sued her to get all that stuff.
God, I know, she yanked that stuff right back out from
God
under
bless her for doing that. I
just slapped that bitch
off. I don't know why. I hate wallet sniffers. I just hate them. I don't care if it's a guy, a girl. I don't care who it is. I hate people who go, oh, yeah, I'll pretend I like you. Just buy me lots of shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
She's this crazy rabbit. What is...
A silly rabbit.
Silly rabbit.
A right arm hand Drew. Man.
Do you think she fucked him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%. How sick
is
that?
Or at least oral, 100%.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
And if he didn't have any money...
I'm destroying everything. I'm his confidant. His best friend.
His lover.
His silly rabbit.
Blowjob provider.
His silly rabbit. That's it. You know what's funny about that? He never called her, if you remember that interview, he never called her the silly rabbit. That was like a name she gave herself. Like, that's how she explained her relationship with him.
Now, you know somehow that she changed her name to V. How is she still relevant, and in what way?
She's not relevant anymore.
No.
She's not even an influencer.
Anyway, let's get to 30 for 30. I am dying to hear Donald S. Sterling.
I have a couple clips. One of the things they laid out first about he has a buzzword he would always use, and Shelley would use it too, where everything was fabulous. And so they have this clip of them repeating.
And the U.S. team that won it all, the fabulous American team. We are fabulous. Let's give a hand to America. USA.
Crutches are horrible, aren't they?
Yes. And it's just really funny hearing somebody say fabulous a bunch of times. So so she sues Vag Stiviano to get this all this stuff back. And I guess, you know, the Sterlings were terribly litigious. He's a personal injury lawyer.
Yeah,
That's how they made their money. Like, they would just going to court to sue is just normal for them. And that really flipped out Vag, which is why she taped Donald to blackmail Shelley to drop the lawsuit.
Didn't work, though.
No, it didn't work at all. And part of the reason is
it just shows you what a scum sucking con she is.
Yeah.
So if he was a retired Walmart employee, would she really?
No.
Would she be his silly wabbit? I don't think so.
Right hand.
Oh, hell no.
Right hand arm man. No, she wouldn't be.
Wait, right arm man.
That's what she said.
Right hand arm.
She meant to say right hand woman, I think, and she said right arm.
Is that what she meant by it?
Yeah,
maybe
she used her right hand.
Trudy made a signal there. A little over the line, I'm afraid.
It's a symbolic way. I didn't, like...
But, you know, so Donald, who had, I guess, mistresses in the past, it's no secret he was with V.
And the family and Shelley even stood by him as long as it wasn't public. Like, they almost didn't care. And here's an example of what happened.
She didn't want him anymore.
I think this is Christmas Day 2012.
Oof. Clippers employees often got caught in the middle of this bizarre triangle. Shelley would call team president Andy Roser, demanding that V not be allowed in the building. Mm. And then Donald would call Roser and ask him to leave 4 tickets for her. These were relationships begging to implode. But none of the entangled ever tried to solve the problem. Donald, Shelley, V.
Which is kind of amazing.
Each kept pushing each other, waiting for someone to break. Mm. Well, the breaking started on Christmas Day, 2012. Huh. V called the Sterling House asking to speak to Donald.
Why is she calling on Christmas?
She misses him. That's the hardest part of being a mistress of the holidays.
He didn't celebrate Christmas.
Well...
They went to the synagogue, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but they're still having Christmas dinner.
We were all sitting down Christmas Day.
Really?
Having dinner, and she called.
Shelley was mortified. The family was sitting at the dinner table waiting for Donald as he's pacing on the tennis courts outside, fighting with his mistress.
I don't know, they had some argument, and the family heard about it, you know. And
oh, boy.
It wasn't a good scene.
The fight with Shelley started when he hung up. Not that that was uncommon. Even without V, they fought often. But this was escalating. Shelley and Donald's youngest son, Scott, had to step in before it got physical.
Scott!
He confronted his father and demanded he stop this nonsense with V and stop disrespecting his mother like this. It was a big moment, but nothing came of it. A week later, Scott died.
What?
Holy crap, why?
Oh, man.
He overdosed.
Oh.
And Shelley was heartbroken. It's her kid. Dies of an overdose. Meanwhile, Donald was still out partying with V, which really not just pissed her off, but really hurt her because it's like, yeah. Which is his kid, too. Wouldn't you think he
would? I know. It's kind of
amazing.
Kind of amazing.
So, you know what? I don't have these separate. Let me hear
Pete Babcock was an assistant coach.
Oh, okay. So, she was recording Donald after that, and her lawyer's on here. She wouldn't do the interview, but she claims that Donald knew I was recording him because that's how I would remind him what he told me, which is such a lie. So they go into that. Then they kind of rewind and talk about him buying the Clippers. I didn't know that Jerry Buss, who bought the Lakers in the early 80s, needed a loan from someone in the 11th hour of buying it from Jack Kent Cook. And he turned to Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling gave him the loan.
Wow.
Which a lot of people didn't know that. So Donald's going to Laker games and sees Jerry Buss living it up, being the owner, and is kind of jealous because it's his money that bought the team.
Oh, jealous too, because Jerry Buss is getting ass like nobody. I mean, he's got a 25-year-old on his arm to his dying day.
You're right. They imply that he was just jealous of the lifestyle.
He was nailing chicks all over the place.
Yeah.
So that was all about he just wanted to like show off that he could do as well as Jerry Buss?
Yep. So he ends up
Buss is a little hotter than Sterling. Not much. He's a little hotter. I'll get to show you a picture.
Sounds like a Twitter poll. Who's hotter, Donald Sterling or Jerry Buss? In their prime.
Nobody knows who the hell they are.
Nobody that in their prime because we don't have to work.
Buss is dead, so he's not hotter anymore. He's a skeleton.
When he was alive.
Well, now he's hotter than Jerry.
Who's hotter, Donald Sterling or Jerry Buss when he was alive?
Although, I guess if I were to have sex with him right now, I'd probably prefer the skeleton.
If I had to be molested by one of them, I guess right I'd choose Jerry Buss.
The skeleton version or it went alive?
Went alive.
Okay.
Really?
Not that I'm hot for Jerry Buss.
Let's see this guy.
So Donald buys the Clippers and here's how he acted.
Jerry Buss should win.
Donald's a character. If it isn't for all this other stuff, he'd be kind of likable because he invented tanking in the league, you know, playing really bad so you get a higher draft pick. That's Donald Sterling.
Really?
He moved the team without permission.
It was good old Jerry Buss.
Oh, okay.
Isn't Jerry Buss kind of separated at birth with Rip Taylor, though, because he had the hair?
Bit. Yeah. A little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Trudy, you would not believe how hot the women that Jerry Buss was with. I mean, to the very end.
He hurts my eyes a little bit.
Here's how Donald reacted. This is the first game as Clippers owner.
Later, Scott died.
Oh, Scott's still dead. Sorry.
Pete Babcock was an assistant coach for the San Diego Clippers at the time. He'd go on to become the general manager. He remembers Donald Sterling during that first game.
And he was sitting courtside across from us at midcourt.
He's wacky.
You know, he was excited about the game and he was into it. And as the game progresses, his suit jacket comes off, and then pretty soon his tie's loosened, and he's excited, and he's drinking wine and having a great time and, you know, enjoying the game.
Late in the fourth quarter, the Clippers led by 4 points, and it looked like they were actually going to start their season off with a win.
And then all of a sudden, one of the teams is shooting a free throw at the other end of the floor, and he came running across the middle of the court.
In the middle of the game.
Was going on.
What?
He ran across the middle of the court and jumped into Paul Silas's arms.
That would be head coach Paul Silas.
You know, and Silas didn't know what to do. I mean, he was like dumbfounded. He's like, what's going on? You know, like, we were all just literally dumbfounded. Nobody knew what to do.
What the hell?
He's wacky. Remember how he fired Paul Silas, Drew? That whole story? Paul Silas was on vacation and came back and showed up to the practice facility, and all his personal effects were in the hallway. That's how he found out he was fired.
Wow. Well, Sterling was a different kind of manager. Do they have any Sterling audio on this thing?
Not just the tapes. But here's one last piece of audio.
Tapes are great.
There's a lot of talk about the white parties he used to have where everybody would wear white, except for Donald, who wore black because, you know. And everyone was just weirded out by these parties, which then it went into how they were weirded out by him in the locker room and some of the stuff he would say to the players. And this should be Olden Polinis, former Piston. I think he left the Lakers and came to the Pistons, talking about Donald in the locker room with the Clippers.
Everyone has uncomfortable Donald Sterling locker room stories.
It's like he walks in the locker room and I have a towel on.
Olden Polinis put up with the same stuff when he joined the Clippers in 1991.
So I'm sitting there. I'm the only guy in the locker room. And he said, hey, Olden, how you doing? He put his hand on my shoulder. He rubbed. Man, look how big and strong he is. Wow, look at that. I'm like, okay, this is getting a little awkward. So I put my hand out, shake his hand. His friends shake their hands. How y'all doing? He goes right back. Wow, look at these muscles. I'm like, oh, hell. Like, what the fuck is going on here? So I'm sitting there. Now I'm starting to sweat a little bit. Because I'm like, nobody's in here. There's a reason why they left. And it's like, dang, he just kept looking at me. He's like, wow, look at this buck. Now, when he said that, that's when I, oh, shit. I'm like, buck?
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck? Black slave on the trading block. Yes. I'm telling you, that's when I was like, holy shit. That fucked me up.
You think Olden Polinis is a little bit affected by Donald Sterling?
He didn't mention his penis size?
He had a towel on. He should have just dropped his towel.
It's huge, yeah. Well, I know, but I think he's afraid of what Donald would start rubbing next.
Oh, we have breaking network news, by the way.
I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
Is there any more Sterling?
No. It's a good 30 for 30 if you like that whole story and you want to hear about Donald.
Do they include some of the tapes, too? Because the Anderson Cooper stuff?
You know what? I didn't get to the last episode yet. So if they do, it's in the last episode.
Network breaking news. Do you have the drop?
Yeah. Hang on. I can find
it. Chance to hear Walter, too. People are upset about Walter.
Let's hope this is the right one. Breaking news with Wrong. Is it this one?
Yes.
Ow.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Eddie Murphy will host Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
December 21st.
Wow.
How about that?
Why is that network breaking news?
Well, because it's big.
Yeah. And
that's big news, isn't it?
It is big news. And they're talking about his comeback to comedy and doing the comedy special. Do you think that that's going to be good?
I don't know. That's why it's so fascinating, because everything he did was huge.
Yeah.
When he did stand-up.
So.
And on SNL.
He either has a lot of jokes saved up.
You know what?
I wouldn't be surprised if he has someone help write it, but.
Reading about that, I really got the impression that Eddie Murphy, being as good as he is, it's not an accident. He's not just lucky. He didn't just get up there and be funny.
No.
He said he had a lot of work to do. He really wanted to do some writing, and he really wanted to go out and show up some places where not too many people are, just to work on material. It's not something he's taking lightly, put it that way.
I wonder if he's going to care what he says. Like, if he doesn't pull any punches, or if he doesn't censor himself, because it is 2019.
Well, if you watch Raw, a lot of that stuff would be a little tricky, but
I'm kind of excited about that.
I think Eddie can take a lot of liberties, though.
Yeah. And he doesn't have Cosby to boss him around anymore either.
That's right. Cosby. Funny how I really thought Cosby's complaints with a lot of stand-ups was just jealousy. He was just pissed because other people were getting huge, and he was kind of left behind. So I was like, well, he's so dirty and so nasty. That's not funny.
Yeah, he was pretty upright for as creepy a dude as he is.
Pretty. I tell you what, a lot of the Eddie Murphy stuff stands up pretty well. It's pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Luke Nowacki has been with us. I think, has he been here from the start? Or very close to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's on some of the other shows. And Luke is here to help you with your finances. If you don't have a financial plan, you should. I mean, honestly. And, you know, we do hear from people, too, Luke visits with from the show. They've got two people working, good incomes, no savings, no plan, kids, the whole boat. Well, you know, maybe need some help in figuring out where the money's going and how to set some aside for your future. Luke would love to help you. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. You can email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Reliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned and other entities, and our marketing and product services referenced here are independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated. And before we're going to get to...
That's always so impressive.
How'd you get through? I also... want to go through a little email, because there's one email in particular that was
I know what,
really interesting.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, boy.
Pretty hot.
Pretty hot indeed.
Yeah, boy.
We've got a thoroughbred out there swinging.
Thoroughbred. Oh, there's no picture included.
It's a his and her swinger listener.
Oh, no one cares about him.
Yeah, but they're both listeners.
From her.
She's swinging, though, and he likes it.
What if he wrote it and he just signed her name?
Oh,
that's a bummer.
Oh, boy.
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, yikes. That's gross.
She wrote it.
I made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Before I get to the hot email.
I think he should be ashamed of himself.
You know, somebody was saying on Facebook was asking favorite drop.
Yeah.
And there were a few Sterling mentions in there. His drops are killer. They really
are. I don't care. I didn't care.
It's funny. Who would have ever thunk that Donald Sterling drops would last this long, but they really stand up.
Great.
To his credit.
He's got AIDS.
It's his delivery, man.
That one kills.
People use that all the time on our fan pages and stuff.
Yeah. I also love the one where he just kind of fizzles out, where he's like, oh, yeah.
It's the greatest apology ever.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
It's right up, right up there with, I think this is still my favorite Sterling, this one.
There's no African American. Never mind.
I know he knows he's in trouble.
So ready to say something.
Fuck himself.
So
over.
Racist, and it's probably the first time he ever held back from anything.
No doubt.
Because, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're number 304. Yeah, it's hard to get too excited about being number 304, especially since we were number 14 one day.
Hey,
we were. What? And when Mike Clark died, we were number 38. So we still, that's in the whole United States with all these people.
Millions of podcasts.
You know, look at all. David Lee Roth has a podcast.
Ugh.
Mike Tyson has a podcast. I mean,
what?
That's big. Oh, you didn't know he had his podcast?
No.
Oh, it's one of the biggest podcasts in the country.
Is it good?
What?
Mike Tyson's a pretty interesting guy, to be honest. Yeah, honestly, I'm more interested in his podcast than a whole lot of celebrities doing podcasts.
More than Rodman?
Oh, that is so, I don't think that is even ranked anymore.
He's not doing it anymore. He's done.
Mike Tyson has.
Sometimes that helps you rank.
I'm so happy.
Mike Tyson has such a great sense of presence. When he did that one man show.
Yeah.
It was.
Still scares me.
Who would have ever pictured. Yeah, I know you're still scary. Who would have ever pictured Mike Tyson being what he is? But he's really a voracious reader. He's interested in a
stories.
Lot of things.
Yeah,
he tells great stories.
Praise be to Allah.
Anyway, with the best of show taking a brief hiatus, it will come back as its own show. So there you go. When you don't have anything to listen to on Saturday or Sunday, you can always find all the best ofs. They'll still be there, and there will be new ones too. So there you go. But while it's gone, we have to take care of its advertiser, Scott Kunith, who would love to list your home. He's our realtor advertiser. Mm-hmm. We only have one. It's gone very well. And Scott has helped people either determine the value of their home, list their home, sell their home, or both. And he's worked hand-in-hand with David Hall on a few, which is even better. You can call Scott if you want to recommend him to someone else. Maybe it's a first-time buyer or a nephew or a son, daughter, or maybe it's you. 248-797-7746. You can text Scott Kunith, and you can use drops. He will, in fact, test him. He probably, he's a pretty strong listener, honestly. Oh, yeah. He knows the show inside out.
Send him this.
You're just better at real estate than they are.
S. Kunith, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H, at CBWM. He is the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. I don't know, I think I'm going to call him that forever. Why would it?
The rising star.
I know. I don't know if he's going to win it again, because you can only be the rising star once. But he's forever the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. 248-797-7746 for Scott. And on to, there's actually a lot of interesting email. Some people were angry about the pit bull conversation.
Oh.
Because and I wrote back and I said, listen.
Why, they don't like his music? I think his music's up.
No, not that pit bull. Not that pit bull. Are you a fan of pit bull, Trudy?
No. Okay. Not really, no.
I think I support.
He's not bad.
Our high maintenance intour who got in a fight with his girlfriend because she was dancing to pit bull at a party. And you just thought that was lame. Apparently, it was a pretty big fight, too.
Do you remember the story about where he said he had a deal with Walmart to do something, like show up at that Walmart?
Were you talking about Vinny or?
No, well, not Vinny. Well, Vinny, only if he gets a job there. But Pitbull was going to show up to a Walmart that gets, like, the most votes online or something. I don't even remember exactly what it was. So Reddit took it over and decided to send him to Alaska, like the most remote Walmart.
Oh, they love doing that.
And to his credit, he showed up. He actually went forth with it.
Wow.
Like, you know, instead of just saying, I ain't going there. I mean, so give him some credit, right?
Did Alaska then welcome Pitbull? And
yeah, they love pit bulls.
Do they? I mean, I don't know what Alaskans are into. It's a wacky state.
So people were mad at you and your stance on Pitbull, the dog?
Yes, because pit bulls are safe. It's just the owner, and these are just bad owners. And I wrote back and I said, but if Papillons were the dog of choice in Detroit, we wouldn't have kids being eaten up by Mags and Layla and Gabby and all the little Papillons.
A large group of Papillons Gabby. Might be able to.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just reference Gabby, the winner from the...
Yeah, if Gabby was a stray dog, if Gabby was a feral dog in Detroit, it wouldn't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
No, it'd be eaten by a pit bull.
Three quarters of the dogs at the animal control are pit bulls. Yeah. And by the way, you know, I understand, I know people have pit bulls as pets. And, well, I wouldn't have a pit bull as a pet. Mm. And Rottweilers, too. Some people have claimed Rottweilers are so dangerous. Mm. There's some people who felt that they did everything correctly with their pit bull, and only to have the pit bull take a real bite out of somebody. And
I
don't know. There's a little bit more unpredictability with pit bulls. Can we just agree on that?
Its mouth is bigger, so that if you accidentally piss it off, it's going to take a bigger bite out of you than a Papillon.
If something goes south with a pit bull, it can be quite bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the physical size of its mouth opposed to it.
You know, I don't mean to dump on pit bulls. I'm sure they can be great pets. It's just not a chance I would take. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're happy with your pit bull, believe me, I'm not going to.
Yeah, but
thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs. Good luck getting rid of them.
I'm not going to call Child Protective Services on you because you have a pit bull.
They have to concede, though, don't they, that letting them run around in a gang loose is a bad idea.
Yeah. I think that's...
You're Sterling out.
Okay, so I did Sterling out. I'm kind of Sterling out on that
Sterling
topic,
out.
But I love that term though. That's great.
I'm sorry.
So here it is. Hi guys, I want to touch base to find out why you, especially Drew, bring up swinging so much.
Hey,
do I bring up swinging?
I never noticed that.
Fixes.
I'm really confused. People say, you only talk about this. And I always go, I don't only talk about The Bachelor. I don't only talk about the Beatles. I don't only talk about Big Star. I don't only talk about White Boy Rick. It's just really strange to me when it just seems so exaggerated. I understand not every topic makes everyone happy, but you don't have to exaggerate. I mean, you can fast forward past it, too.
But you shouldn't.
When's the last time I brought up swinging? I don't even remember that.
I know. It's been a while.
It seems any chance you can bring it up. Perhaps there's some curiosity there, Drew.
Oh.
Maybe this is just an invitation for you to swing with these people.
Yeah.
I thought I could share some perspective from a lady.
Yeah.
to you guys. My husband and I have listened to this for 20 years plus, wow, and have been podcast listeners as well from day one. We live here in Metro Detroit. We have family, careers. We feel we are a sexy couple in our early 40s that keeps in shape, exercises regularly, enjoys looking great for each other as a couple. My husband and I have been swinging, or in the lifestyle, as it's known, for about 5 years. We enjoy going to a lifestyle resort in Mexico as often as we can. Yeah. We enjoy going to lifestyle clubs, private clubs close to the public, that are around the U.S., Canada, etc. There is an orgy.
I would just like to see the two of you get it on.
There's an orgy when you walk in.
What?
No, there isn't.
Oh, there is not an orgy.
She was saying, yeah.
Many are.
Why am I going then?
Many are normal-looking clubs with dancing, a bar, and you wouldn't know where you were.
Isn't that funny? The Swingers Club even has a false pretense of why people are there. Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we all know why you're there, so why not just walk in and get it on?
You gotta phony up a little.
Get on. I bet things have been a little out of control when you walk into a Swingers Club a time or two.
Nice.
I mean, Plato's a treat.
Plato's treat, that's right.
Maz didn't walk into something where he didn't know what it was. He knew what it was.
Or what's, is that the real famous one, the Plato's? Yeah, where he went once, allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, well, he went more than once, we know that. Many normal-looking clubs with dancing, a bar, and you wouldn't know where you were, except couples are really looking great and trying to look their best to look sexy. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they only go to real hot swinger clubs. They're marginalizing fat swingers.
We got some skanked out people at this joint, is what she's saying. Or sexy. Okay, sorry, skank is a terrible word.
I think this is the reason she sent the email.
We also attend private hotel parties and more. The freedom is great, especially at a resort. I feel empowered as a woman to be naked with like-minded couples all day. Have great conversations as everyone is on equal setting in the pool or hot tub.
Yeah.
How much money you have, the type of work you have, family, etc., all disappear when you're as naked as everyone is vulnerable and admires the beauty of each other.
Why does that disappear?
I don't know. Because everyone's naked. Everyone's equal.
But
yes.
But they're not. I mean, they're not always naked.
Well, if I had all these great things going on and I was naked looking hot and sexy like she and her husband are, I would feel even better.
Exactly.
Is he naked?
As long as everyone is respectful, polite, and asks for consent, as consent is everything in the lifestyle. Ladies don't tear each other down like they do in real life or the vanilla world.
Marginalize me. Call me vanilla. That's racist.
Being naked with six other ladies in a hot tub, sharing your fears, and giving each other encouragement empowers me as a woman. And yes, this lifestyle allows me to explore and experience my bisexual side of playing with and enjoying women.
Really?
Does he play with dudes?
I don't know. Good question. There you
always,
go.
That's what's always interesting. It always seems like the guys don't, but the chicks, which,
well,
I mean, yeah.
I'm sure she'll tell us.
Of course.
I'm not a lesbian, but don't know many women who don't find other women attractive.
She's at least bi.
Trudy, I've always thought you were cute.
Hey, whoa. Hey, Trudy, all right.
I thought you were cute.
Those
that don't aren't being honest. It doesn't mean they have to be with a woman.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old fucking suck.
But it has allowed me to experience a side of me I knew was there without judgment.
All right.
I love girly girls that have soft skin, do their hair, nails, and are soft with their lips.
Oh.
It's also empowering that my husband and I give each other the freedom to not just have a sexual fantasy, but to help each other make them come true.
Every orgy needs a witness.
My husband.
Baby wipes.
My husband let his guard down, told me he would love a BJ from three sexy ladies at the same time.
Of course he would. He had to tell you that?
A fantasy.
At the same time.
At this resort.
Statistically.
Three. I don't know.
Okay.
He's crazy.
A musical
I'm
chair
with this really cute guy, and we both want you to come over and party with us.
I think the chances are pretty good that would come out okay. I don't know. He's nuts. At this resort, we made friends with other couples and quickly found two sexy ladies who were interested in doing this.
I wonder how long that took.
I like that, man.
There's question number two. It was a very hot
gangbang.
It was a very hot moment to watch two sexy ladies go down on my husband as I kissed him. After about 5 minutes of watching our friends enjoying his rhymes with block, I joined them and finished him off with our friends helping. Well, okay. my
finished him off.
This doesn't mean we are cheating, and we are certainly not lying. In fact, by being so honest with each other and going through his experience has made our marriage of 20-plus years even stronger. Hmm. Our communication is a couple from all topics. Parenting, money, goals, sexual communication. Swinging is based on truths and communication. Cheating is based on lies and deceit. Each couple has their own rules, and our big rules, we always play in the same room. Hmm. We enjoy watching each other have fun, and hearing the sounds that happen next to each other is so hot, it makes our sex back home even hotter for months at a time. We haven't been able to keep our hands off each other.
Whoa.
Hey.
Oh, wow. I can share with you some myths about swinging and other things that you have said for years. Did I really say? I can confirm that abnormally pink wiener is indeed a myth.
What?
I bet you she has a small sample size.
Oh, this is important, though. I'm glad to hear that. That's interesting. I didn't want to do any independent research. So.
I know this is. We were at a hotel party recently, and there was an 8-person orgy happening on our bed.
Oh my god!
On their bed? Did they sleep in that bed?
A male friend who was a ginger had his dick being sucked by a sexy hot friend next to me, and you couldn't help notice what was happening just a couple feet away. It was like live porn. Brandon would have loved it. In the middle of playing both my husband and I noticed he did not have an APW.
Once again, small sample size. I'd love to see what the lighting was like in that room.
And there was part of me who wanted to yell out loud in the middle of the orgy, "No APW!" But that would have ruined the mood.
Really?
I love that they've been influenced so much that APW became a thing in their orgy.
I think her husband knows APW is not... The reason it was so funny when Mike Clark came up with it is because if you've been in a few locker rooms, you know, there's some truth to it.
Yeah, they're fair-skinned.
Yeah.
How weird, though, that there's
more APW in that group.
Isn't that weird, though, that it's this, you know, this thing where there's... You know, there's rules, but it's, you know, so open-minded, anybody can do anything, with anything, but you don't want to blurt out the wrong thing to ruin the mood and bring the room down.
Well,
but once again, where's the, why the,
read the room.
Everybody knows why you're there.
You have to read some things.
Get it on.
We get tested regularly and confirm there is more safer deck in the lifestyle than general dating. Deck, D-E-C? Huh? I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Must be some lifestyle term. Perhaps you need...
Safe word will be whiskey.
What was that?
Whiskey.
So you mean whiskey?
What?
You're saying it weird.
Saying what weird?
Gotta have a safe word.
All of it.
Where do you get off?
I just don't get why you're saying it that way.
Why I'm saying what way?
Forget it.
I will forget it.
I would love to answer any questions you have about this, as you guys seem to talk a lot about. We do not
talk, talk a lot about it. These rabbit ears.
She's trying to make us talk about it.
I know.
Yeah,
she did.
We're probably getting it on right now.
I can't go on the air, but I'm happy to respond to any emails here.
Oh, come on.
Why can't she go on the air?
Yeah.
And when I woke up this morning, I put on a 36 double D bra. Well, I am 5'115", a spinner with long black hair and both classy and sexy.
Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Oh, good for them. Hmm. Is there another one? All right, good. Cool.
Now that's being sexy. That's classy and sexy. I like that.
Now let's note the next time swinging comes up. That is not involving this person, who I don't know if I can use her name or not. I don't think she's...
I think it's a pen name.
I thought it was two. Renee.
Renee and Celine.
Pronounced just like Celine's Renee. So there. Let's see.
Well, we threw some questions out there. She can answer them for us. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about space while you were talking about those guys.
Spacing out and then thinking about space. About what? An orgy
about
in space
the
with the two lesbians?
And how can't that can't the astronaut...
Houston, we have a problem.
Can't she just stay up there and not come home? Because then she'd never have to like face...
Then she's in space.
She's in space forever.
Can't she just parachute and land in a different country that doesn't have extradition?
Yeah. Or she could just go home with the Russians or something like that.
Are you referring to Anne McClain, the astronaut who was stalking her ex? Were you bummed that was a woman astronaut stalking?
No, actually, I thought that was kind of cool. She felt empowered.
She didn't compartmentalize very well.
Oh, isn't she supposed to be doing a study on, like, ants?
was she? My shallow thought was, they've got Wi-Fi there?
What about that? Now, can I ask a serious question? Okay. NASA is tax dollars. That's why they always talk to Mike Clark and I when we had idiotic questions like Russian cosmonauts floating in orbit with frozen looks of horror.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they actually did respond to us, talk to us. They actually read the article we sent them from the Weekly World News and identified it as Weekly World News because we forgot to block it out within the story. But they are a huge expense for the taxpayers. NASA is.
Hey.
So my question is, when our astronauts are up in space, do they pay bills and stuff when they're up the space station? Really? I didn't think they did stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Someone has to.
Yeah, you're right.
And if they have a mortgage, the mortgage doesn't stop because they're orbiting the Earth.
There's no one on Earth who takes care of that for them. If they don't have someone, they can't get someone at NASA to help them.
She's a lonely astronaut.
They're supposed to do all this stuff because she was checking to see if her account had enough money in it for the kid that she's not allowed to see, by the way.
Well, technically, she is on the clock. On my dime.
Yeah, why is she checking?
She's not on the clock the whole time she's up
there.
Yeah,
she is.
I don't know.
She's living in government housing.
We're spending a fucking money putting her up there. Can't we take care of her personal shit down here?
Maybe she did it on her break. It's weird.
I
told you, I didn't think that they were.
I didn't think there was much doubt. She was stalking her ex from space.
Yeah. Sure.
And this continual interest in, how's this adjudicated? Jurisdiction?
That was a funny question. It was like, that's a really dumb question.
No, but it's all they talk about whenever you see the story is, legal experts are just a gag as to how this has been handled.
It's like international waters, though. That's why people ask.
I have another question.
If it's not international waters, then there is no international waters. It's in space.
Maybe I asked this question yesterday, but I'll ask it again. Okay. She, according to her spouse,
ex,
she assaulted her.
Oh.
Soon to be ex, her estranged spouse. Mm-hmm. She assaulted her. It went to court. Many of these cases, they were not able to determine that she assaulted her. So I guess the charge was she was found not guilty of assaulting her.
Scissor me timbers!
If it was a male astronaut who had been accused of assaulting their estranged spouse, would they have sent that astronaut into space?
If it was Mateen Cleaves, yes.
No, because they have plenty of guys to choose from.
Ah.
Sorry, no, sir.
If it was a white guy astronaut accused of assaulting his spouse, would that kind of blow the mission?
Maybe just
him?
To get him out of the, you know, like the to but, get him out of.
But then he might be
her
checking
space.
Her bank account and stalking her from space.
Well, I'm sure now there's a rule. They probably never thought that this would happen.
It is kind of incredible. She was on the NASA computer network, I guess.
Give her some credit. Why is the NASA computer network open to the regular internet?
I don't know.
It's frightening.
Really stupid.
But it's an accusation. It was cleared, right? She wasn't charged.
I know. But astronauts, if you saw the right stuff.
Yes.
Great astronauts movie. Were unblemished. They were virtual human robots.
The right stuff portrayed it that way? Because I thought they were going out with strippers and stuff like that.
They were supposed to be.
Buzz was a drunk.
Yeah. Yes,
Buzz
exactly.
was a total
no,
drunk.
Nobody's perfect, but I mean, if they...
Gordo Cooper was, too.
That's right.
Gordo. Low pressure.
Yeah.
But they were supposed to be these robot-like people. I'm sure
Apollo,
making too much of it.
Sure John, 15, John Glenn was.
Apollo 15 probably was. I mean, those guys are perfect. Everybody on Apollo 15.
Now,
who's on Apollo 15?
What?
That you're
you don't know about
high Apollo? On
Apollo 15?
What do you know about? Yeah, you don't know anything about Apollo.
Is there a Michigan grad on Apollo 15?
Oh, of course. Oh, I didn't even get that. Bloop.
I didn't
even know where he was going.
It's the all Michigan flight crew. All the astronauts went to Michigan. It's crazy.
All of them?
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Bloop.
Really?
You want to hear something really? You want to hear something really stupid about it too?
You have to do it because he won't do it to himself.
No,
I'm going to tell you something really stupid about it. They have an alumni association on the moon.
Oh, God. How ridiculous.
I'll show you the picture.
What is wrong with these people?
They're astronauts.
And so regular earthbound people from the University of Michigan who haven't been to space cannot be in this alumni group?
No, we don't live there. We weren't there.
It's space alumni.
Oh, my God.
I hope it was Apollo 15. I don't even know.
There's something snobbier than a Michigan grad. A Michigan grad that's been to space. Jesus.
Look at that. Look how cool, man. Wow.
Do the Spartans have that?
Pocono. No. Oh, no. No other university does, Trudy.
Wow. Wow. Hey,
there it is. The Alumni Association of the University of Michigan Charter 1. This is to certify that the University of Michigan Club of the Moon.
Boy, you would think that being an astronaut would sort of Trump going to Michigan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, whoa. Well, what have we here?
So important?
My.
I don't know.
Is it breaking network news?
I don't think so.
Well, this still looks like a phone number not in your phone.
Yes, it is a secret phone number. I don't know who it is. I have no idea. It's probably my swinger friend.
Hey, since we're talking about technology and space and interesting things like that, I was laughing today when I saw this story about this guy from Solar City, which is a solar energy company.
Yeah, they put the solar panels. They were bought.
Elon Musk bought it. Mm-hmm. And people who have had contact with Elon Musk at Solar City say he is absolutely full of shit and he knows nothing about solar panels or solar energy.
Come on. What does he know? I feel like he's full of shit on a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm starting to, too, because, I listened to him on Joe Rogan's podcast, and there were one of the things I really was excited to hear him answer that I didn't feel like he answered very well. Now, when he got the bulk of my attention listening to that, because a lot of it just went to the moon, but
where there's a Michigan,
he was talking about the flamethrowers.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
so that was
20,000 flamethrowers.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, it'd be kind of fun to have one of those. Mm-hmm. And it seems so bizarre. But I really felt like a lot of the, you know, he's asking him about the tunnel.
Yes.
That he's building for
the
underground.
The boring company. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, he's not really answering questions like, you know,
boring.
When is this going to happen? And how much is left to be done? And it was like, it just was very, it was a very generic conversation. I was expecting him.
Who cares?
I was expecting him to either explain it or talk way over my head, and he did neither. And so I was kind of like scratching my head after that. And then this car is so far behind. I mean, you're taking all these people's money.
Yeah.
And I apologize to SpaceX Stephanie, who
was a close
associate of Elon Musk.
SpaceX seems to be a fair success for him.
Yeah. It is. And she sent us those great T-shirts, too.
It's because of Stephanie, though.
Yeah.
It's all because
Stephanie's a big part of it.
Should be called Stephanie X.
Stephanie may be the I'm trying to think, who is the biggest egg brain listening to this podcast? I mean that in a positive way, by the way. I mean, just the Stephanie's got to be up there. SpaceX Stephanie.
Oh, boy, that's tough.
We have any
doctors?
Well, we have any astronauts listening to the podcast?
Ooh, that would be so cool.
Surgeons?
Oh.
It'd be fun to find out.
Wow. That'd be
I was kind of wanting to ask, too, I forgot how this came up, but.
I am an idiot.
Hawk.
Wait, why does Hawk sound off?
It does.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always wonder who's listening.
I am an idiot.
I guess it was when we found out that from Kirk Robert Gibson, Kirk's son, that his mom was a listener to Riff.
That is so
cool.
And
I know, I was like, oh, that's really cool. So I was thinking, well, who else, you know, who would be nice to know listens because it might lead to something or it just might be fun to know they're listening.
We need a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, who is in our listener Hall of Fame?
Wow.
And I don't mean top listeners as they declare them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's always funny when people get that label there.
Yes.
There's a lot of excitement.
Like top listener.
Yeah, top listener. Why do you get to be a top listener, by the way? Joe?
You just have to comment every day. You got to be in the Facebook Lives or comment on the page.
When you become a top listener, are you the only top listener? Do you keep that label forever?
No. If you don't comment, then you'll lose it. But there's multiple top listeners. So, or top.
Yeah. Approximately how exclusive is that club?
It's not too exclusive.
But hang on. What is the contest for firsties? Does that have anything to do with being a top listener? The people who try to be first?
No, that's just Teebs. Teebs is always first.
Yeah.
So that's just personal pride, Trudy.
Oh, I see.
So, Elon Musk. The funniest part of the story, though, because you got these employees, some are former employees.
I think Elon Musk can't talk about that because they can't test that on anybody human, can they yet?
What?
That pneumatic tube thing?
Oh,
well, they have cars in it now, don't they? They got rid of the track, and I think it's just for like regular cars, but now it's like a one. Yeah, now it's like a one
being
lane.
Used?
I thought it was like the bank teller thing, except
it's what
you
it's
put
supposed to
in
be.
It.
But it's just too hard for Elon, so he bails on projects.
Wait, there's not going to be a tube racing people across the country.
Light speed,
Elon Musk. What?
I mean, let me see if I can find the story.
You know what? Because it probably there'd be lots of problems. People well, being like ripped apart and stuff. Mm.
Apparently, Elon.
Scary.
That'd be cool.
Elon did an interview about Solar City. It might have been a press conference, in fact, and I guess some of his answers were just like, "What is? Does he know what he's talking about?" And one of his employees called him a clown on Twitter, and he gets a phone call the next day, and he answers the phone, and he's like, "Who is this?" And he goes, "It's the clown."
Oh, burn!
It was Elon Musk. So he actually had a meeting with Elon Musk, and I guess he wasn't terribly impressed with the meeting either. He really feels like he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He doesn't work at Solar City anymore. This guy doesn't.
Oh, of course not.
But
the clown calls you.
So I gave Elon points for that. I thought, well, he's got a sense of humor. I don't think he was fired for it either. Huh. It didn't say, or maybe I didn't read enough.
The Boring Company is now, they revealed something in the spring.
They're on the down low about
where
that.
Where it's just a car in a tunnel now. There's not even a track. Yeah.
And you can't go at light speed from one place to another?
You can go. There's no speed limit, apparently, in the tunnel, so I guess you can go as fast as you want to go in the tunnel.
That's a Windsor tunnel, then, essentially.
And it's one lane. that's really dumb.
So not what he represented it
to
be.
So now there's a giant hole in the ground.
Nice.
It's pretty lame.
We had
disgruntled.
We had a story about a club in the Hamptons, I guess, where some guy was DJing.
Girl, I think.
Oh, it was a girl.
I believe it was a female DJ.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
How sexist.
You need to go to some unbiased training.
Well, I assumed anybody would have the balls to tell Bill Clinton they would not turn the music down. Had to be a guy.
Really?
But it was a girl. Yeah, Bill Clinton wanted the DJ to turn the music down.
Oh, don't go to a club if you can't take the music, old man.
And I guess they told Clinton to go screw himself.
Ah. Yeah, it's in the Hamptons. So Bill and Hillary. So that's nice that they're actually hanging out together.
What? She was there? She probably wanted to dance. She likes dancing.
They were dining with...
She's a great dancer.
She's a great dancer.
Some Governor John Corzine. Boring. And John Bon Jovi.
Oh.
Now, why does John Bon Jovi get sucked into something so boring? It makes me think less of him.
Maybe he knows the DJ.
I don't understand. Why does anyone want to hang out with a politician? How boring.
So Bill asked the staff to turn down the music.
Oh boy.
Can you turn down the music? As late night music scene was just beginning, because there were still people having dinner, and they were in deep political discussion.
Oh, please.
They
want
to be interrupted by some loud pit bull.
Can you imagine the boring, wonky crap they were talking about?
Yeah.
And Bon Jovi trying to keep up.
Oh,
yeah, it's kind of like when I Runaway. They were told no by the DJ. The wait staff was even pleading with the DJ to turn down the music, but the DJ wasn't having it.
Wow.
There's also a DC lobbyist and Clinton backer was having dinner with them. The hotel's still around. Who cares about that? When Clinton asked the female DJ to turn down the volume, she won him over by playing Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop.
Oh, God.
Now she's just a bad DJ.
Yeah.
Wants to hear that song.
He's a former president. He could afford to go someplace quiet if that's what he needs. Please just
boycott the place. Cancel them. Oh, that stupid song. Oh my God.
Oh God, I hate it.
Can you just see those two dancing together?
I guess it means we have to open the Hall Financial Hotline.
Oh yeah. Balls.
Go to drewandmike.hallfg if you'd like a refi. If you want to save money on your mortgage. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or go to the Drew and Mike Show website, click the link, fill out the online form, and Hall Financial will get back to you, and they are fast. 19-day average, industry average, 44 days, 755 star reviews, Hall Financial Hotline.
Hey.
That took about three plays for me to hate this song.
What night was this, Mark?
Sorry?
What night was this? Did it say?
Yeah, I think it was Saturday.
The main film, good afternoon.
Hi, I'm calling about an event at the at your place there, and apparently a DJ was playing some music rather loudly, and I asked them to turn it down, and they just were refused to do it. I wanted to see if any of that had been resolved. President Clinton was there, and...
Uh-huh.
He had asked the DJ to turn the music down, and I guess she wouldn't do it. It seemed like this needed to be resolved somehow.
No manager is here at the moment, so tomorrow...
Did you hear about this?
I'm not aware.
It's national news, I believe. Was page 6 of this story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Has this woman been disciplined?
I speak with the manager about it.
Yeah.
Do you have her back, or what's up?
It's best you will speak to a manager about that situation.
Okay,
I'm not able to answer because I cannot verify any information.
You haven't heard about this on page 6. Go online, check out page 6.
Why are you covering for him?
It's this vast right-wing conspiracy.
Why are they covering for? How does she not know?
Oh, it's bullshit. She knows.
She's confused.
She didn't even say goodbye.
Why is this guy who sounds like Bill Clinton calling about Bill Clinton?
referring to him.
That killed me at first. I wasn't
it was
expecting
pretty good, though.
In the third person.
Yeah. You want me to call him back?
Yeah, I mean, I think the phone disconnected, obviously.
Nice customer service. Why isn't there a manager there right now?
Yeah, really. Nice club.
Not going to answer now?
Wow, jeez.
Oh, just going to shut the place down because you got a phone call you didn't like?
I'm back!
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. I was talking to some young lady about the DJ playing the music loud over there, and my phone disconnected.
Oh, okay. That was me.
Oh,
okay. Is that what y'all do? You just say, okay, you know, screw you, I'm going to crank the music, and if I don't like what you're saying, I'm going to hang up?
Sir,
is that the policy there?
I'm aware about the situation. I was not here when the Clintons was here. So in such a case, you would have to speak to the manager about this.
I just wondered if we were disconnected or did you just hang up on me? It seemed like you hung up on me.
I have other calls coming in. So
can't you say goodbye and be polite about it? I mean, I don't understand what the policy is on basic human relations here. Did you say goodbye?
Hello, Iowa! Hello, Iowa! Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Iowa.
I was just calling about the incident with involving the DJ on Saturday, and okay. We asked to turn the music down by some very influential people, and she refused to do it. And then I was explaining this to the young lady answering the phone, and it just hung up on. I thought we were disconnected.
You were probably disconnected. I could find out if. She has been fired about whatever had happened over
I didn't want her to be canceled. I just wondered if there
That's
was any,
right. Lock her up.
Any discussion about how this was going to go going forward because there were some important political discussions going on.
The discussion would have been with management in their meeting, which they do have on Wednesdays. That situation would be dealt with in the meeting.
But not till Wednesday.
Yes, because that's when they have their weekly meeting.
Have you seen the stories on page 6? I mean, there's a former president apparently that wasn't happy about the music, and they did.
And Bon Jovi.
They did play. They did play "Don't Stop" by Fleetwood Mac, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little bit loud.
Oh, I see.
But they're going to wait till Wednesday to figure that all out.
Yeah, they do have their meetings on Wednesdays. I am not able to give you information in regards to that. They would have to discuss that within their meeting to see as to what form of punishment they're going to do with.
Is this a special meeting to discuss this particular incident?
No, that's what on Wednesdays they have their weekly meetings as to what goes on throughout the week.
Okay, so I thought maybe if if a former president got upset about something, it might be more urgent than that.
Okay, sir, I'm just going to have to ask you to call and speak to a manager about it.
I see.
But at the moment, there's no other information I'm able to give you.
Okay, good for you. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
I'd love to watch that guy speak.
Wow. Clinton is really good.
She's going to be, I don't know if she'll be fired.
I don't want her
canceled.
How could she not be briefed on that?
No, it's on page 6.
I don't believe her. She knows.
No, they know. They know. It's the Hamptons. We don't talk about things like this in the Hamptons.
And I guarantee you that DJ's blown out.
Really? Why?
It's an embarrassment to them.
It is the Hamptons.
It is the Clintons.
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
I was going to say, I would think Hillary would have made that happen.
You're right. She would have gone and yelled at her. Actually, maybe we have the story all wrong. Maybe Bill was hitting on the female DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came back to the table. What was that all about? I was telling her to turn down. She won't even turn down. I don't know what to do.
You wanted to hear more of what Hillary had to say.
We could have a conversation. We could talk.
When in reality, he's just asking the lady.
What are your dreams, young lady? Beautiful girl like you. I think you'd be wanting to do more than play music here.
I'm in room 1548. I'd like to show you my new pajamas.
I could bring my penis out like I did with Paula Jones. Just don't ask me about Hillary so I don't turn beet red.
When they go low, you go high.
That was so funny. I think a lot of his people knew it was true when she said, I asked him what about Hillary and he turned beet red.
Ooh.
And all his people said when he's mad, his face just turns beet red.
They've seen that.
Ugh. Interesting. Aretha Franklin, almost more interesting in death than in life.
Yep.
As apparently she died with $1 million in uncashed checks.
Whoa. Wow.
You want a cash check? You cash your own check.
ESPICT.
Does she, do they cash them then? Or are they?
That's a great question. Can the estate cash it?
I'm sure they can, but, you know.
I don't know.
That's my walk around money. I'll cash it when I damn well please.
Walking around money.
Don't tell me you wouldn't be cashing my checks. I'll cash them when you don't want me to.
R-E-S-P-C-T. That's what I want from me. R-E-S-P-C-T. That's what I want.
Probably just a stack of them.
Yeah.
She just throws them in a drawer.
Were royalties.
Were they royalty checks?
Some of them were royalties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when Woody Hayes died, they said he had hundreds of uncashed checks.
What?
Yeah, they were for things that he didn't feel he should be paid for, I guess.
Why?
My God, times were different. Boy, coaches have changed.
I know, and Woody Hayes, I'm trying to remember what year he was paid, $29,000. It was like 70 or 71.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's incredible.
And Urban Meyer gets, what, a couple, what, 8 million, 9 million? Is that what he was up to, Herbs? Harbaugh gets 9, 10.
Completely insane.
Players,
oh, by the
zero.
Way, there was a major Twitter battle over Andrew Luck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, yeah.
From Fox Sports said, is this the most millennial thing ever?
Yeah.
And Troy Aikman just blasted his ass. And people
and Troy,
like, Troy?
Yeah, like,
Troy?
Troy? Troy, why are you still mad?
Troy Aikman?
He never blasts
no,
anyone
I know.
Ever.
Yeah, but people were kind of psyched about that.
That's just Gottlieb looking for attention.
Oh, of course.
See the other person who blasted Andrew Luck?
Oh.
Dan Dockich.
Why?
I've got to find the tweets about it. But Dockich has some history with the Luck family because I believe he was fired by Oliver Luck from West Virginia.
What do you do at West Virginia?
He's an assistant coach, I believe.
Oh.
Let's see. Dan Dockich was doing a victory dance Saturday night over his long-held opinion that Andrew Luck was not all in on football, which, okay. So,
You know what? He threw 39 touchdown passes last year. I think he was all in on football.
He could have thrown 59 if he was all in. So stupid. I have family working in steel mills, cops, teachers making far less, and this guy is quote-unquote tired. My backside, Dockich tweeted.
He didn't say he was
backside.
Tired.
He said he was mentally worn out.
No, the cycle of being injured and rehabbing. He missed a season and a half.
And then
you know, for anybody, by the way, this idea that he's a pussy because he's retiring at the age of 29. He's been a quarterback in the NFL for 6 years, putting up great numbers.
Yeah.
Anybody who, I mean, it's so ludicrous. I mean, guys who stay in the league too long are ending up drooling at 50.
I don't blame him.
Drooling, bankrupt, and staring into space. And if he doesn't want to do that, I don't blame him. He was pissing blood 2 years ago.
So then,
lacerated kidney.
Gross.
Yeah.
So then Dockich floated the conspiracy theory that there was a deal between Andrew Luck and Jim Irsay to keep it quiet so they didn't lose season ticket holders.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, that's bullshit, though.
Well, for some reason, you know, honestly, I don't know why this matters, but Jimmy Irsay supposedly knew this a while ago.
About a month or so.
I would imagine that, if anything, they wouldn't want to announce it because they would like to change his mind or at least talk to him and see if there's something they can do to keep him in a Colts uniform.
It's probably the same reason he's letting him keep that money in case he has a change of heart maybe a year from now and wants to come back. So there's no bad blood. So
boy, did that make the Lions look bad, by the way?
Well, yeah.
The Lions demanded money back from Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Although it was only $1 million. And
spite. They were mad. Yeah. So back to Dockage.
It's a little short-sighted, I guess.
Trey Wingo and Mike Golic on their morning show on ESPN today. Trey Wingo found a 2002 article for the New York Times that described Dan Dockage leaving the West Virginia coaching job after 8 days because he found the challenges at the university, quote, long and daunting. Which, come on, that's throwing it right back in his face. So he said, Dan, clean your own backyard and deal with your own garbage before you come at somebody else. So then, of course, you know, Dockage is just a notorious tweeter and gets mad and fights everybody. He fired back claiming that the university's president was threatening to destroy me and my wife.
What?
I don't know. It's just kind of fun seeing.
Who is this guy?
These people fight with each other. He's actually a really – I like watching him, you know, be a color commentator during games, but he's a sports talk show host. Bobby Knight's former assistant. I think he played at Indiana. Yeah, he played at –
yelled Michael Jordan to 13
yeah,
points
exactly.
Which, when know, they upset North Carolina.
His son played for Michigan for a while. So
sucked.
Walk-on and transferred to Ohio State.
How do you do at Ohio State?
I played. More than he did at Michigan.
It's really funny, college players now, they're like pro players. They just move to this school and that school, this school, that
Except
school.
Except they don't get paid.
No, they don't.
They should. They should be able to go to every school they want because it is pro sports.
If the guy making, you know, $8 million a year can just quit and be the new coach there in the middle of a contract the next day, give me a break.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's stupid. All right. Let's see. Anything else today that was important? Oh, 90 Day Fiancé was awesome last night.
Really?
Lara Spencer.
But it's all I talk about, so I won't talk about it.
Oh, there's some true crime in Westland. That story's awful.
Oh, yeah, the guy dismembered the girl.
Yeah.
Apparently, she died at his residence, and she was found dismembered at Hines Park.
Yeah.
In the water the next day. And
she's way too hot for him.
She was
very pretty,
serious
girl.
As Shell thought. And he was, I don't know, he didn't look worthy of her, put it that way. And he wasn't.
Do we know
obviously.
How he killed her?
I thought they said something about strangulation. They haven't charged him with murder, though. So
no,
I
just
guess
dismemberment.
At this point, it's all the other crimes, but they've got that pretty far down, pretty well down.
What a load.
Yeah.
I get you charged him with dismemberment and not murder.
I know. It's
that's ridiculous.
Well, they just want to have him in jail.
Somebody else came in and murdered her, and then he's like, I better dismember.
Yeah, lame. What am I going to do?
You know what? Pop Channel 7 on from noon today, there were two... two pretty good things in there. There was a shooting and police chase, and I'm not sure where it was. It was in the suburbs somewhere. And the guy's driving, oh my God, the laundry list of crimes this guy had committed and warrants and all that. And so they go to bring him in, and he ends up bolting in a silver Toyota Camry with Georgia plates. I don't know how far that guy's going to get. He's probably been apprehended by now. Mm. But it's the first story, right from the beginning, and there's a fabulous witness.
Oh,
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Harrison Township, this one?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And North Point Parkway.
Emery LaFlamme on the case.
Nice.
On the scene.
Morning,
Jim,
dimples.
I saw you were talking with police and neighbors. Can you tell me what happened here?
First. Anne-Marie, this was a shootout while they were trying to arrest a violent man who was wanted on several warrants. You can see it's still an active scene. This is members of the Wayne County Violent Crimes Task Force. You can see they come in
get
heavily
ready for
armed.
A killer witness.
Get the chopper out of there.
This chopper's too loud.
The shootout happened just past us beyond this yellow tape where you can see some markers on the pavement. They were trying to arrest a suspect who was still at large. More on him in a minute. This happened just before 10 o'clock this morning. Neighbors who live out here say the man refused to comply when they told him to stop. He got into a car. He drove away. There was a brief pursuit inside this condo or apartment complex, and the man then left. More on on that in a second. The woman who saw all this also heard several gunshots. She says it was chaotic.
It sounded like bang, bang, bang. Like three or four of them shots came out. Yeah. Okay. I kind of hid in the house. I heard that. I was like, whoa. You know, that's all I could do, really.
So here's her whoa.
It sounded like bang, bang, bang. Like three or four of them shots came out. Yeah. Okay. I kind of hid in the house. I heard that. I was like, whoa. You know, that's all I could do, really.
What a great response.
Great laugh.
That's much better than, it could have been me.
A black person would have done better sound effects for the bang.
Oh,
bang,
they
bang.
Are, yeah.
Go to 1211. There's a story about a wayward priest accused of, oh, gee, I wonder what.
Oh, boy.
No. Is this
and
the
tell
one?
Me tell me what's interesting about the story at 1211. I think you'll pick up on it. I think you will. Just have a feeling. Just have confidence in you.
Yeah. Kurtzy looked like he got a little sun there.
Yeah, he had a lot of sun, didn't he?
Man, he's out on the boat over the weekend or something?
He's a man about town. He's
busting people somewhere.
Totally.
See, right out of this break?
Yeah, that's it's the next one, I think, because that's the Harrison Township dude who's on the loose.
They should rerun that lady again.
There we go.
Stalls was back in the courtroom today. Testimony against him ramping up. This is Hermes Izhak, who was a subdeacon at St. Joseph Church in Troy. Today, a woman who worked as the church's choir director for 9 years took the stand. Now, a teenage boy says Izhak sexually abused him inside the church for several months. The 63-year-old is now charged with 3 counts of criminal sexual assault, and Izhak is currently being held on $300,000 bond. Well, the dig for answers in...
Izhak?
Is his name Izhak?
I think so.
Is it?
She said Izhak at the beginning, and I'm like, wait, is it his cock or Izhak? Did she not want to say his cock?
Depends who you ask.
For obvious reasons.
What town is that in?
Troy Deacon.
Troy.
God, these creepy old priests they keep bringing up.
The priest in, was it in New Jersey that embezzled?
Oh, it's Izhak. It sounded like his cock.
Hey, what are you doing, Anne-Marie?
Check out her Instagram, by the way.
I did. There's a new picture, her and her dog, and she wrote, Jake says every day is National Dog Day.
Oh, it is National Dog Day.
Hashtag dogs of Instagram, hashtag rescue dog, hashtag best friend, hashtag
it's an adorable
he is snoring so loud.
Really? Oh, wow. I can never think of enough hashtags. She's good at that.
First comment in all caps. Wow, Miss Emery, so beautiful, and that beautiful smile in your pet. Live this pic. He's got so much blood in his penis he can't spell.
What's up with these people?
Then right below that is another guy named Jake, and he just wrote, "Love the name." Your dog and I have the same name.
We should probably
have sex. next one, flawless, very cute. Happy National Dog Day. Much love, pretty woman.
Oh my God, I'm in love. Such a gorgeous woman you are. Stay blessed.
Sexy.
Jeez.
Are they talking about the dog?
No, I don't think so.
You are you, beautiful and a cute dog.
What? You are you?
You are you, beautiful and a cute dog. Both of you are so photogenic. I want to have sex with you or the dog. I'll take either one. This picture got me so horny. I'll have sex with anybody in that picture.
Oh, that's subtext, Mark.
What?
You're making that
I
up.
Didn't say that. That picture. What else? There's some more.
I know that. I was going through some of her old pictures earlier today, and I was just like, what is wrong with these people?
Right?
She is pretty, but I mean, really? To just over and over and over, oh my God, gorgeous.
It appears Jake is healing quite nicely. I'm sure he had the best care.
Shut up. How do you know that? You don't know her.
How weird is it that he knows that Jake was sick?
She might have delegated to somebody. How does he know she cared for the dog?
Now here's a guy, like if you're really going to get after, here's the way to do it. Happy National Dog Day, Jake. Have a nice day.
Oh, like he's talking
totally,
just to the dog.
Totally nagging her, just
dog.
Ignoring her, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good morning dimples. It's on the picture of her with the hat on with the water bottles in front of her.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and then night, night dimples.
Ew.
Oh, how weird. Oh, God. Yikes. Oh, there she is golfing. I haven't seen that before. I call you my baby or not, but I do love what you do for Metro Detroit.
Ew.
Oh, God, how gross.
Oh, wow. That's a nice outfit.
That's cool.
Whoa, oh, so yeah,
that's
that one.
Tight. That's from the tight store.
She's at iHeart or something. Look, well,
That's a good eye there, Trudy, because someone wrote, "You aren't switching the radio, are you?" And she responded and just wrote, "No!"
Hey. If you ever need a partner, let me know.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Is radio beneath you? I'll be beneath you. You can call me radio.
Oh, God.
I don't know who wrote that. It's crazy.
Love it. Oh, yes, baby. What's LPL? Is it Sam for something?
LPL?
I don't know.
Long pink lips? I don't know. That's the first one that came to mind.
Never seen that before.
LPL.
How are you not sweating out there, or are you?
Oh, let's see what that guy looks like.
So
I'm not
hot.
Looking at any of these guys. I want to see him.
Oh, yeah, there he is, Trudy.
Oh, yeah.
He likes comics.
Oh. Nice.
You were born to be beautiful and adorable.
Shut up. Go away.
And she responded to that.
Oh.
She wrote, "Oh, thanks, Dave."
Good morning, brisk. Love.
Oh, you know what? She responded to most of these.
Did she really? Good morning, Dimples. She responded to him?
No. I like that she's responding to these creeps now.
It's just too weird.
Oh, no, wait.
Good afternoon, Dimples, at Drew and Mike Show. I bet you got all the boys' engines revved up on Woodward. This person tagged us. Oh, there's four replies. I'm scared to click on it, but I will.
Go ahead.
Where are the replies? Oh, my God. Someone just told me about this yesterday. That's what she wrote back with crying face emojis.
It's a great segment when they read through all your creepy Instagram comments.
She replied, I need to hear this. Really? I don't know if you need to hear it.
Well, she's reading them, it sounds like.
Oh, I know.
I guess it doesn't bother her. I'd be creeped out completely, but I don't know.
Maybe she
wants to follow her.
Maybe she says, no, they're creepy.
So the secret for staying beautiful is drink lots of water.
She replied to that with smiling emojis. Oh, that's nice.
If I run into you one day, can we get a picture together?
Oh.
Heart. And the next one is
heart.
Legs.
Oh. What's that guy look like?
I don't know.
Here's the good morning, Dimples.
I don't know.
In the same picture. Good morning, Dimples. Rise and shining. Give God all the glory.
And then next, right after that,
I missed you down there.
What?
Oh, yeah, good Mr. Good Morning Dibbles was looking for her.
Oh,
that's scary, man.
Creepy.
Be careful, Anne-Marie.
Yeah,
this is pretty common stuff.
I know. But that's...
Oh, my God. That's tight dress surgery.
Oh, my God. Wow. I...
All that hotness in one picture. Whoa. Can't believe Woodward didn't burst into flames.
Oh, no.
Like my penis did.
I might have added that last part.
That tight dress. Wow.
Jeez.
What the fuck?
Stop it.
What is wrong with these dudes?
I don't know. There she's in a Lions jersey with a little boy.
I was that little boy.
You look great now in a little blue sexy.
I have to crop him out while I'm beating off.
I just put my thumb over his picture.
Hey, is that Mojo with her?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mojo.
Hey.
Oh, look at Mojo.
How come no one's commenting on Mojo's picture on there?
Aw.
Could you be any hotter?
What? What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Can't they come up with something
better? No, they can't. They can't.
Oh, because it's their penis
talking. It's been proven.
Yeah,
oh, I see.
Why do they... There's no stopping it. I don't want to stop it. I actually kind of like it. It just freaks me out. I guess she just wants to be an influencer, so you have to put up
with it. Well, she's on TV, right?
Yeah,
so
but...
communicate with the people.
But you can hide the comments... Oh, you're definitely very beautiful. Fire emojis, heart emoji.
Eggplant. I'm just surprised that she replies to some of those. Well, most of the replies are to normal people.
Or some of them are just real, like, perky and like, hi, Dave.
Yeah.
Which has to make him go, oh.
That's all I need
to hear. Noticed me.
Yeah, right. She knows I exist.
Oh, my God. 90 days before the 90 days.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've said it before. I've tried to figure out who I dislike the most on the show, and I've determined it's the person that's on right now. That's the only way to describe it, because there's so many unlikable people on there.
Really?
Yesterday, okay, this woman who fell for this guy. I know.
That's really funny.
This chick fell for this guy in Middle East somewhere. I forgot. Anyway.
Here's Drew watching, what is it, after 90 days, before 90 days?
It's the before the 90 days.
I'm deciding if I like you.
And so this chick goes to meet him, and she, you know, she's attractive. She's 47. And she determines that, oh, he's just so jealous. I can't wear anything. And I was like, what do you expect? So then she falls in love with a guy in Tunisia. And like, Tunisia, that's probably going to end the same way.
Yeah.
She goes over there. He's 26. She's 47.
Oh, boy.
It's like, what are you thinking about? She sends him these shots using all these filters, which makes her look like she's 26. And she's so nervous. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. And he sees me without a filter. What's he going to think? I'm like, what are you doing traveling halfway across the world? I mean, this chick could pull people anywhere. She's beautiful. She's pretty.
Is she just expecting that the surprise when she get there, there's going to be some kind of empathy because she traveled that far? And
I don't know. Maybe she's just like
obligated to entertain her.
Yeah. Or she likes younger guys. I don't know. She's been, you know,
in his head, all he's going to hear is
old bag with old bag.
Well, he's hot for it. Seems that.
Okay. Well,
okay. I'll just tell you this. Women, if you hate American men, like somebody said, I don't like American men, so I'm going to just fall in love with some guy in Tunisia. Which is ridiculous.
If you don't like America, then you can get it.
Which they will.
It's so far away. And then they finally go there, and you're supposed to determine something in 2 days.
Oh, impossible.
So she goes over there, and of course, the second day, he's like, you no can wear that. And she's like,
wait,
what?
It's Pavarotti. It's like Pavarotti.
And she's like, what do you mean? This is me. He's like, no, not in my country. You can. In America, yes, you wear that. That's good.
Don't wear that outfit again.
Oh.
So she insists on wearing it. And
she's an American woman.
She's an American woman. And
independent.
And by the way, all the men just love American women. If you ever want your ego to be stroked a little bit, just go to Tunisia and walk around wearing sexy clothes.
Okay.
And everyone will look at you.
Will they throw money at me?
Hey, all you un-American bastards! If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
If you find the right guy, yeah, he'll throw money at you. So this guy, Ziet, I think is his name.
Nice name.
He's like, no, Ziet. Can't wear that. And so she eventually says, I have to be myself. What if I wear the jacket over? I'm just going to wear the jacket. And so he's like, okay, if you keep jacket on. So they go to this place.
Boris. What a compromiser. Bullwinkle.
I know. And I'm thinking, you moron, he's a Muslim, and most of the people there are.
Oh, I didn't even think about that aspect.
Yeah, and it's different, you dope. What do you think? You're not in America. And she's like, I'm going to be myself. I have to be myself all the time. I don't care where I am, what the circumstances. I fall in love with a guy in Tunisia who's a Muslim. I still be myself. So she gets there. And he starts cursing out this guy who's staring at her, because guys just stare at American women. They know.
Well, they don't see that.
I should make a mitre.
And so he starts yelling at this guy, and then, you know, it's like, back to normal. And she's like, you know, they keep saying I'm awfully jealous. And he's like, you don't understand. In my country, it's different. And so she's like, I want to be myself. I'm going to take my jacket off. She takes her jacket off, and immediately people start staring at her. She's got tattoos all over her arms.
Oh, boy.
And, and he's like, the tattoos, they will all stare because the tattoos. And so this guy is staring
at
her.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
And he starts telling him he's going to kick his fucking ass if he doesn't stop staring at her.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
And the guy goes,
what's the worst evil there, kicking someone's ass or having a tattoo?
And the guy's like, I'm looking at the tattoos. And he's like, well, stop looking at the tattoos. And so anyways,
dick.
So then she's like, I didn't know he was so jealous. I'm like, you fucking idiot. What is wrong with you?
Moron.
Then there's this 51-year-old woman from Georgia who's fat. And she falls for this 26-year-old Muslim. I think he's in Qatar. And
hard to believe your marriage isn't working out.
And it's like, oh my God, a blonde American woman. I don't care how old she is.
Jeez.
It's so stupid. Man. It's ridiculous. It's like, this is not going to work. And then the funny thing
would
they...
this describe her? Because this is almost how it sounded like you described her.
Beautiful, impeccable dresser, great personality, nice hair, fat, great smile, smell good.
She's pretty. Okay. She's very nice. But when they went to meet, you know, they spent a couple days together and she went back to America. And she was upset because she said that he really didn't seem to care if she got off.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's kind of a male-oriented place. I mean, it's really – so anyway, she comes back and she shows him that well, you know, since you don't seem to care what happens when we have sex with me, I brought some sex toys.
Yeah, nice.
You know, she's nice. Like a vibrator, and this guy's like,
was it like comically large too?
It was. I'm sure it was substantial. Anyway, he was livid.
What?
No, it's like, no, I am good enough. You don't need that.
And then she said, "Oh, they're not for me. They're for you."
Well, then you should care about me. Well, could not have cared less.
I don't know if that's the best way to prove your point, honey.
Wow.
No, it was just hilarious. It's like, so weird. What do you think? Because you talk to this guy online that these cultural differences aren't going to matter just a little bit.
That's really funny.
Then the other one that cracked me up, they're all ridiculous. There's Caesar, this black guy who lives very humbly in North Carolina. He does pedicures. He's following this girl in Ukraine.
There we go. He was black.
Oh, you told me about Caesar.
Yeah, it's this gorgeous blonde with this humongous rack. She's like, I don't know, young. He's probably 42, 43. He's older than her. And she's so hot. And everyone he shows pictures goes, oh, are you sure it's not a catfish? Like, well, I've tried to meet her 3 times and she never shows up. And I've sent her $40,000 so far, but I believe in love. And anyway, he's going to meet her in Cancun. And he sent her a ticket. He sent her the money to get a ticket before. And then she said, no, come. It's my mom's birthday.
Was she surprised that it was her mom's birthday?
Yes. First, she said, there's a Soviet Union incursion. No flights flying out. They can't go. What? And so he goes, I just checked the airport. It looks like planes are flying out there every second. What are you talking about? And she's like,
so she said,
she says,
yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Actually, she just said, no can go.
No can go.
So they set another date, and he sent her the money, and she says, this is the day before she's supposed to go. She goes, and he has a ticket. And she goes, it's my mom's birthday. It can't be changed. I can't go. So he's like, what the? And then she says, and I need more money because I got to do hair.
I'm still sleeping, man.
I got to do hair, nails, teeth. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, my God, I've sent her $40,000. So this girl, he's doing her toes at the place where he does pedicures. And she goes, well, I just send her a ticket instead of sending her money. And so he's like, that's what I'll do. I'll send her a ticket because she said she wants to go on the 15th and 16th. Oh, man. So he buys her a ticket and says,
thanks a lot, customer.
He says, use the money I sent before for your ticket, for your hair and your nails. And she's like, okay. That's her response. Okay. So now it's 3 days. He's about to leave. She hasn't responded to him in 3 days. He's like, I believe in love. I'm going. She's going to show up. And he gets there and he's showing her pictures to people at the resort. And they're going, oh, it looks like a catfish, dude.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
She's supposed to be there. That's like the cliffhangers that her plane's supposed to be coming.
She's not going to
be
there.
No, she's not going to be there.
Talking. What kind of cliffhanger is that? Maybe that's the twist. What if she does show up?
Well, I was kind of wondering, but she hasn't responded in like 4 days to a text.
Poor guy. What an idiot.
She's reading them. I see she's reading them, but she's not responding.
Oh, man. I feel bad for Caesar.
I know. Look up Caesar online. He's the nicest guy. He's
really?
Really gullible.
Hey, a black guy. Ooh, fun.
Or Caesar.
Caesar fine chicks here.
Here's audio of Caesar.
I'm a black American and I'm proud of it.
He has women's feet in his hands every day.
Ugh,
you think
gross.
One of them would be, you know.
And then finally on the Muslim front, there's this disgusting American girl who's 19. She falls in love with this Muslim in Syria.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Syria. Great place.
Nice. I mean, yeah, sure.
Lovely. Great time to visit.
And they decide they're getting married, even though she hasn't met him.
Okay, yeah. Good choice.
And so she's extremely impulsive.
Yeah.
And she's anything but a Muslim. I mean, apparently pretty wild child. And then she decides that she, you know, because of Omar, she says, I'm going to be a Muslim.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she starts covering her hair and telling everybody, well, in the Muslim world, it's a thing. You know,
oh, she's explaining it.
Like, yeah, and all her friends are like, you're not going to be a Muslim. That's not going to work. and she's like, no, I am. I love their religion. And,
like Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
And her mom's like, you know, in the Muslim religion, he can take up to 5 wives. And she's like,
no, he just wants me. That's all.
So her mother insists on going there to meet him with her.
What?
Really? Yeah, because she's going to get married the third day she's over there.
Oh, no. Come
and
on.
So the mother's like going, well, I'm reading about Muslim wives can be, they can, just all these things like that if she misbehaves, that you can hit her.
Right.
And I was like, that is not true. And people like to say that to put down Muslim religion.
Come on.
And then the 5 wives, he never really answered that question. But he got really pissed at the line of questioning, like, how dare she, the mother, question me in my own country?
Oh, shut up.
Actually, it wasn't even in his own country. It was something like that. Yeah. Anyway, they showed a highlight from next week where she's going, she's like storming into her mom's room. She's going, I'm not getting married.
Good.
Mom.
She should be happy.
Omar really let me down.
Why can't her mom just come like right out and go flat out? That you
fucking
you're
being, idiot!
Yes, you.
The mother told him at one point because he said she's perfect for me and she's all this and she goes well let me tell you once you get to know her you're gonna dislike her more than you're gonna like her. She's not gonna do everything you want all the time and you're not gonna always like her, so you got to plan for that.
What?
And he's like, I don't think so. She seems to, you know, it was basically saying, she seems like a good Muslim.
Oh,
oh
my God.
Man.
Wow. So stupid.
Jesus.
I know. So as I said.
Go home to your mom, darling.
The dumbest person is the person on the screen at that moment. I don't know how else to do it.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
Ugh.
I guess mom do knows best.
Is there anybody from 90 Day Fiancé who lives around here? Like, have there ever been any?
There was.
There have to have been, right?
So, there was a woman. Oh, no, that's Love After Lockup.
How do you keep them straight?
It's hard.
Jail.
90 Day Fiancé is a great watch. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure somebody will say that it's all I talk about.
It's all you talk about.
You're talking about reality TV.
So, speaking of TV, Lara Spencer.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't see this today. But on the reason I got so mad about this was on Friday, she made a joke about Prince George, William's son, is taking ballet lessons.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he, like a day old or something?
He's like 5, isn't he?
Is he that old?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
anyway,
I think so.
Who cares? But she made some joke about some joke to the effect that, you know, how long that's going to last.
Yeah, because guys don't do ballet.
Right. And so I was like, oh, my God, how could she say that?
Because
outrageous. Like, I mean, mind you not that Prince Andrew is accused of having sex with underage women.
Exactly, yes.
And he's Jeffrey Epstein's best buddy. I mean, let's not worry about that.
Apparently, the ballet
have upset.
That's the diversion.
Prince George, who doesn't even know what she said or what
like,
it means.
It seems like there's this weird ballet mafia on Twitter that was really offended.
Guys can dance too.
So think of the fun weekend Lara Spencer had.
Oh, I know. And it's one of those shows where you literally, you better come up with a pretty good apology or this could be the end.
Exactly.
You offended.
Welcome back to GMA. And Lara, I know you have something you want to share about it.
George Stephanopoulos is also in trouble because he laughed.
Yes, and Amy Robach. They all laughed at the comment.
And I felt like Billy Bush got fired. They should be fired.
Oh, for sure.
Billy Bush got fired for laughing.
Yeah. Broom them all.
Well, that was a little
different. Took Billy Bush like 2 years to get a job.
Oh, man.
Aw, poor Billy. He just was going along with,
Good one.
That was George on
Friday. Reading
the room. May and Lara, I know you have something you want to share about a segment in last week's pop news.
I do.
That's how serious she is.
I did.
Oh, my God.
The comment I made about dance was insensitive. It was stupid.
It was correct.
I am
deeply sorry. I've spoken with several members of the dance community over the past few days. I have listened.
No,
I have learned
that's
about the bravery
stupid.
For a young boy to pursue a career in dance. And last night I sat down with three...
Wait. Is the thinking that Prince George is trying to pursue a career in dance?
He's five.
Is that the implication there?
She had to watch Billy Elliot, too.
That's so lame.
I'm sorry.
I've spoken with several members of the dance community over the past few days.
Oh,
I have listened.
I'm sorry.
Pause
for a second.
About the bravery.
I apologize that she had us talk to all the people from the dance community.
How fucking stupid. By the way, the people she talked to in the dance community, probably most of them didn't even know about it. Never heard anything about it.
No.
But this is the problem. It's getting. She never said that guys don't dance or should never dance or have a career in dance.
Also,
she made a joke about a little boy taking ballet lessons, which I would think most
a lot
little
of people
boys,
probably laughed.
Yeah, and most little boys probably don't go forward with ballet after so many years. I was telling Drew, I hope he quits it soon so she can do a big "I told you so."
You know, wouldn't that be awesome if she went? You know, I went through a lot of crap over that dumb joke, but he quit. I told you so.
And I wasted the whole weekend talking to people from the dance community.
Yeah. You know, nice way to spend your weekend.
Dance was insensitive. It was stupid, and I am.
Desmond Howard said choke a bitch, and I don't think he talked to people all weekend about it.
I have
just
listened.
Wayne Brady.
I have learned about the bravery it takes for a young boy to pursue a career in dance. And last night I sat down with three influential dancers who have lived it firsthand.
Oh, for God's sakes, now it's a story.
I'll never forget.
You're really wasting my time on this segment, bitch.
Middle school, and some of the guys found out that the dance studio is pretty close
to school. Oh, yeah, they all look
alike. Oh,
that's terribly insensitive.
Like, oh, I want to see this cute girl.
Wait,
I have
none
a crush
of them are wearing
on.
Socks. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Can you not wear
wrong?
Socks?
You gay or something?
Oh, Propecia, you're going to apologize next.
See me in a ballet class with them, and it wasn't about the girls, it was them pointing and laughing through the window. I can't tell you how much that hurts.
They are three of ballet's most celebrated
dancers. Wait, she's making people cry.
A former principal with the New York City Ballet, then Broadway star, and now about to dance onto the big screen in the film version of...
Oh, it's a plug.
He's two-time Emmy-winning choreographer Travis Wall.
His cat's Disney.
From So You Think You
Can
Dance.
You want a trophy?
Ooh, Trudy,
like you're doing okay.
That's a great question by Trudy.
Yeah.
Is Disney putting out the Cats film? It's a synergy.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Man up. Stop crying.
Let me hear
Thank
the rest of these stupid
here.
Stories.
It has been a true education for me and an opportunity, I hope. I know that you guys all agreed to come
these
because
guys
that's
are
what we
looking
all
like
want
this
here.
Is really heavy.
All of us are sitting here.
We also shop at the tight shirt store.
Brave enough to open up about
a subsidiary of the tight dress store.
This is not bravery. Come on.
It's not news either.
This is really important because we are a community of love. And in order for us to move forward, we have to move forward together.
Travis, you've been nominated for
move
how many
forward,
Emmys?
What? Nobody can move forward because she made this joke? Come on.
The dance community was at a standstill.
Absolutely. How many boys have started to dance because of that show makes me so proud to represent that show. And I think that the message that...
Oh, So You Think You Can Dance? Yes.
Mikhail Baryshnikov was a dancer back in the
Gregory Hines
days.
Who was stopping dudes from dancing?
He was hot, and a lot of women loved him. He was in movies and all kinds of stuff. So,
who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Open-minded.
Why are we
and
so
understand what others are doing? More empathy would be lovely.
Oh my God, calm down.
And
we don't sit around thinking about you guys, okay?
Never thought about these guys.
Never.
Social stigma around
stigma.
The form. Children need to, should be entitled to experience things without being bullied.
Just let people.
Wait, Laura Spencer was bullying
yes,
the prince?
I guess so.
Oh, come on.
What
so was George.
Like
he laughed.
To any little boy who
and Amy Robach.
Might be afraid to dive in.
I think you have to avoid the noise. Use that as inspiration.
No, you
look
can't
at
make
us.
The noise or you get canceled.
Look at anybody yeah, that's like...
That's the best way to go forward.
But. Yes. There have been male ballet dancers forever.
I didn't think his topic was a big deal. I would never, if a guy was taking ballet, there's football players that take ballet.
Yeah.
Willie Gault. Remember Willie Gault?
There's Gold more than that. Didn't Tom Brady take ballet or something?
Yeah.
Of course.
Because it's, you know, teaches.
on the TV.
I'm
eating a sweet
too. It's triggering you to eat.
I wanted to, and he's making
Gene Kelly.
So cool,
Robbie. You're about to star.
No,
in
that
Cats.
Was not cool.
Yeah, how many guys saw Gene Kelly dancing? Oh, look how cool that is.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, how many guys?
Not a guy.
Okay, sorry.
Stand even You're more right. the beauty of
oh,
your.
Oh God!
This I have a.
Is the guy gonna cry again?
Dance has the ability to tell amazing stories, and there's nothing more feline.
That's
ballet.
Dumb. What's on my screen right now? I don't want
to
see that.
On set with the people that were on set. Well, I was right next to Dame it's Judi Dench, holding her
what?
Hand,
no way.
Crawling like a cat with her. It was just
How
the most
cool.
crazy experience. And here I am thinking.
Okay, I think that would suck. That's my opinion, but I'm not embarrassed to have it.
First off, you're in a cat costume. Second, you have to be holding Dame Judi Dench's hand. And that's cool.
This is not helping. There's so many. I guarantee you there are people making fun of these guys. More than we're making fun of George.
I have a scary feeling that Drew and I are going to be spending a lot of time with some dancers over the weekend.
Kelly, you could
hey,
be...
that's the dream.
Some little boy is going to watch Cats and hopefully have that moment and say, I'm doing this because I watched Robbie Fairchild.
No!
That would be the dream.
Oh, shut up!
That's not going to happen!
This as a lesson to learn that there are things that I don't understand that maybe I should.
Oh,
I saw
God.
This guy cry one time.
For me, the lesson is that words hurt, and it was not my intention, but it was insensitive, and I thank you all for giving me the opportunity
okay?
to apologize personally to you and for you guys coming
you
in
need
here
to apologize to more
to
people
sit and talk to me and to educate me and again
she's fired
I'm really sorry
apology accepted.
Oh I'm sorry about that
100%
oh they accepted
oh, how nice of them to accept her apology
and that opportunity
she plugged their stuff too
a teachable moment
yeah we learned a lot right there they're so gracious as one I know
you
Travis
laughed.
And Robbie were out there in Times Square
yep
this morning teaching some boys how to dance
really nice
and you laughed
thank you Larry
thank you
let's go to Ginger.
Wait, now she's brave for doing that interview and apologizing? What is going on?
Why didn't George apologize? When is he going to talk to dancers?
George is probably like, I still think that joke's fucking funny. I didn't apologize for anything.
How, oh my God.
Yeah,
how
did
dumb.
You buy into
is it offensive?
Such a...
You tell me. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
that should have been the apology.
Such a thin concept for outrage, I swear.
It is the year of outrage.
I was looking at the Good Morning America Twitter page that posted that video, and the comments are, you know,
I'll read
like,
some of them.
Okay, I'll have to find. But I remember the one that made me laugh was, I'm a retired 62-year-old retired dancer, and I accept your apology. And then the one below it was, fire her!
fire her?
What? For a bad joke?
What is wrong with people? I don't, you know, I honestly can't tell which edge of this equation I'm on. Am I the person pushing back who's going to get bowled over? Or is this just a dumb little thing we're going through where we're going to be super sensitive and then we're going to go back to being our old selves where people say dumb things once in a while?
Oh, I think that's what it is. I really believe that.
People fuck up and they say stupid things and you know what?
The
we all move on.
The pendulum will swing back a little bit, but overall it'll still...
People that say dumb things are going to keep saying dumb things.
No, but I think
they just are.
Sure, but there's more
And
awareness.
There's some jokes that some people laugh at that some people don't think are funny, and there's some jokes that a lot of people laugh at that other people don't think are funny, and there's some jokes that you should apologize for.
Yeah.
Not that many. Not many at all.
But the fact that something that used to kind of have news does this. First of all, they do the pop things every day where they have to put something in there that's like, hilarious. And then when it backfires, then they have to go through all that and waste time like this.
Don't you think Laura Spencer was walking around all weekend to her husband going, can you believe this shit?
Yes, I'm sure she
just
was.
Just based on watching her over the years, I have a feeling that that's the real Laura Spencer.
I hope it is. If she's that sensitive, I don't know how she gets through a minute.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if that's that upsetting to her, I'm really concerned for her.
My gosh, Gmail posts so much stuff. Oh, here it is. Laura Spencer apologizes for her comments about boys and dance and sits down with three celebrated ballet dancers.
Quote, and makes one cry.
Yeah. So the first comment. Not buying Lara's forced and disingenuous apology with not a word from George about his and others' inappropriate laughter. How soft are you?
Oh, my God. People love to lecture, don't they? What is this lecture society? What is going on here?
Next comment. What I want to know is why was George Stephanopoulos and Amy Robach laughing so hard when Lara was repenting, replaying?
Yeah!
Why did they think it was funny enough to LOL and Lara's the one who has to apologize? Then there's a response to that going, because it was funny! It's called joking around.
It wasn't that funny.
She should be fired, just like Megyn Kelly had to be let go.
Yeah!
NBC did the right thing. This has left a mark on Good Morning America and all the people that left with her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Here's all the of you that answer. Left at home should be ashamed of yourselves.
She is mean and hurt other people's feelings. Thank you for tweeting that out and getting 3 likes.
Sounds like a first grade report card or something.
Yeah.
How are they ever able to keep a show going without offending everyone every day, every second?
George Stephanopoulos laughed the hardest. That's what those who feel vulnerable do when a bully picks on someone else in front of them. Sorry, George. That's no way to prove your masculinity.
Oh, God.
Is that really what
toxic
was going
through? Masculinity. Who's going to apologize for that?
That's really going through George's head at that moment. I think it was more like awkward transition laugh.
It was. Yeah. It really was.
Sorry, but still unacceptable that anyone today has no clue that these comments amount to bullying. Why is there a news show focused on innuendo and gossip? Well, first off, it's not a news show. GMA is not a news show.
They do a lot of news. They do a lot of news stories.
But it's not a,
it's not a news. It's not from the news division, but they rely on news.
Why isn't George Stephanopoulos apologizing for his reaction? No wonder kids still bully in school. That's all George's fault?
Wait, do kids learn bullying from watching Good Morning America?
Yes, because from George Stephanopoulos.
Honestly,
I doubt it.
I just can't believe there's this many people that really feel this way. I mean, you just read, 6 responses? I can't believe there's 6 people this upset in the world!
So many, that's nice, but this was absolutely damaging to young men out there.
Oh, my God, no.
And there's no taking it back. No taking it back.
Oh, my God, people are so soft. They're so soft, I can hardly stand it.
I'm going to do
There's no landing soft enough.
I'm doing a deep dive on this lady.
I want to see what these.
She's into human rights, delicious food, wilderness, maps, kindness, curiosity. And she's got a picture of a cat. And,
I mean, think of the people growing up with this mentality. How soft are they going to be?
What is the picture of the.
That's a black hole.
She's being mean to black holes.
It's racist. Why does it have to be a black hole? Oh, listen to this. I knew I was spelling coercion incorrectly. How appalling. What's the highest you've ever placed in a spelling bee? How many responses do you think that got?
2?
0.
At the most?
0.
I don't know.
No response.
But she's spelling shaming people.
Yeah,
she's trying to make a point about people can't spell. Bullying. And that's bullying to people who can't spell.
This thing where you, where someone
wait,
says
what is
something.
What's she doing with a 2-liter Coke?
Oh, it's just a meme.
There's so many things wrong about this whole mentality. And the one that may bother me the most, maybe, I'm not sure, is when, take something in a comedy club where there's an expectation that things are getting a little bawdy. And somebody says something that is, there's always a subject of a joke.
Sure.
And someone, someone tapes it and they put it on YouTube or whatever. And somebody goes, oh, my God, they made a joke about blank. And then they want everyone who would be offended by that joke, who would not be in that comedy club, by the way, to get equally mad. And they're like, oh, the horror, you hear that joke that person told the comedy club that I never would have heard if someone hadn't brought it to my attention. I am so angry and hurt. You were supposed to hear the joke. It wasn't for you. It was for the people in the club that wanted somebody to push the edge a little bit so they could laugh.
That's amazing.
Who would be most offended by this? I've got to play it for them. If they don't laugh, it's not okay.
Oh, boy.
He made a joke about the Kennedy assassination. This must be played for the entire Kennedy family.
It is so funny. Honestly, 9 out of every 10 comments on this tweet are, what about George? He left.
I'm glad because George needs to take some shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he cares.
I don't think he does either, really.
No.
I think he's got more balls than we can imagine. because he seems awfully soft on that show.
Great job, Laura. We all make mistakes. You recognized yours and have apologized. I would say case is closed. And someone responded, wow, who are you to accept her apology?
Oh, my God.
You're not the harmed and discriminated party of her sexist language.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. What'd Stray do?
Huh?
What did Stray do in all of this? No one said
anything. Oh, was he laughing?
Oh, his mind is elsewhere. CTE land. Sorry.
Bullying Stray. What did
Beam Me Up Scotty say?
That was the one. Who are you to accept her apology?
A guy who uses Beam Me Up Scotty as his name, is that sensitive?
You know what? This could be a troll. It's like zero following, eight followers.
These fucking idiots.
It's definitely.
Get us out of here.
It's all trolls.
Sadly.
You know what else people were all worked up about? And I'm feeling like I'm at the point where I don't even want to talk about these idiots. I just feel like it just encourages more, even though usually we're destroying them. These people that were so angry about Sean Spicer being on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I know.
They're making it political! And Tom Bergeron even expressed his dismay.
What, Berge?
I know. Yeah.
Berge shouldn't. He should be glad he has that gig, right?
You know what they just did by making a big deal of this? They made it so people on the right will probably call and vote for him just to force him to stay on the show.
Yeah. Are they really making it political? Is he going to be out there doing a right-wing dance, whatever that is?
Fuck no. Yeah. He's going to be dancing like a dumb 55-year-old guy, probably.
He's going to goose-step all over the dance floor.
I can't wait.
I guarantee you there will be a time in one of his dances where he kicks his leg up high and someone's going to go, he's goose-stepping.
They're going to screen capture and it's going to be a meme.
Of course. Yep. Of course.
Oh, spicy. God, it's just idiotic. And I saw where the president of Olive Garden, or the owner of Olive Garden, was I did not get with Donald Trump. Don't shut us down. Oh, my God.
Oh, great. Now he's going to have Trump against him.
And the Jimmy, they don't get the right mailing him. The Jimmy John's guy, there's a picture of him with an elephant that was killed, I guess, 5 years ago, and someone's recirculating. Like, oh, my God, see the Jimmy John.
Obviously don't get animal conservation in Africa.
All right, go to the Drew and Mike store and buy the baseball shirt. And
I'm sorry for everybody that we offended you today.
And we're number 304. Woo! Yeah!
12 or 8.